It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps
up. The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
I'm picking up a vessel of unknown origin.
It's a Chevy van.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Heineken? Fuck that shit.
You've got the...
Yeah.
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website for all your aristocratic news and information. Our Twitter, Facebook, and all that good stuff is on there, so just go there. It's easier.
Do it.
I am Derek, with me as always, back from the city of brotherly love, Matthew.
I love you.
Thank you, Mr. Pritchard. And we got Steve.
The mutants.
Like a mutant.
Sean is gracing us with his presence this week.
I figured I'd stop by.
With a very scary-looking Bruiser Brody t-shirt. And our good friend Kev is back.
Hi, I'm Orville Bullet.
Orville Bullet.
Orville Bullet.
You already changed that on your Twitter.
That's what they call a callback. Yeah, he had to change it because he had people messaging him.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Is that true?
Trying to find out a good site to find some kiddie porn.
Oh, really? Shit. Is that really happening?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, way to go with the bit, Steve.
Really? Really? Honesty is hilarious.
You're like Cousin Eddie in the Christmas Story.
You serious, Clark? Thanks.
Though I must say, Steve is rocking his Clutch and Wiggle t-shirt.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it off since I've gotten it.
I know.
Oh, shit. Not surprising.
When did you get it?
Sleeping in it.
What?
You've been sleeping in it.
Yes, I have been.
And seeping in it.
I've been having sex in it, too.
Really? You christened it?
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
nice.
Of course not. I don't wear clothes when I do that.
You don't?
Oh, I thought you just don't get laid.
Ayo.
That's right. Those aren't his kids.
I'm done with the show.
Oh, I think Steve's leaving.
If you guys don't stop making fun of Steve, I'm not doing the show.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Remember that inside joke? That's a callback.
Is it?
Yeah.
Remember? No memory.
Remember? I'm not doing the show. You don't remember that? Don't call it a friendship. I guess I'll fill you on it later.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to my life of old stories that I know nothing about.
First mate and captain on
it's
the friendship.
Right. Just smile and laugh and act like you've been there.
It's what I do.
That's right.
Say, Kev's got the right idea. Smile and laugh and act like you've been there.
That's right.
Instead of just saying, I don't know what you're talking about, so.
I was born in 90.
So, I wasn't born yet, so, and I'm Italian, so.
Is that Professor Frank?
I'm fine.
I was swimming in my daddy's balls. What?
It's the ballahedron.
See, the Sean.
Discovery, may.
See, the Sean, may. Sean, the world didn't start until 88.
Yeah.
Nothing happened before that.
Nope.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan won the Royal Rumble.
That's
and
right.
Then
and it all began.
Nope.
That was the Big Bang.
As we should make a shirt for Sean with like the evolution of man. And then the last one is just Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh!
The world began.
That's right.
That's right.
Everything pre-1988 did not exist.
Might as well not.
Nope. Nothing good.
I don't know if Jim Duggan would ever be the end of the evolutionary
scale.
That's true.
As I'm saying, I'm like...
That's the irony behind it.
Yeah. He would be just the point where, like, the spine began to straighten, I think.
I don't know. He's got a pretty straight spine.
Wow.
I think so.
But he's still got the brow of an ogre.
He does.
That's true. He looks more and more like a bloodhound every year. You ever notice that?
I haven't seen him lately. Last time I saw him, he looked pretty healthy.
He was at the Rumble this year.
Oh, he was?
He was.
Oh, man.
And he got the biggest pop of the night. It's not even exaggerated.
He wrestled in the Rumble?
Yeah, for about a minute, maybe. Not even that. Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was lumping everybody up. And then Cody Rhodes, I think, eliminated
him.
Yeah. Some really big heat.
Did he have the blue trunks?
Just the blue shorts.
That's all he's ever. I think he just. That's what he wears.
He had black in the late 80s.
He moved on to like athletic shorts, but like really short.
Really short. Like Backlund did that too.
Yeah.
To hide them quads.
Does not work.
But is he still in shape? He still have that thick.
He's not in like horrendous shape for a man who survived cancer and is like pushing 60.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. So he's not really in that bit of shape.
Yeah. 2x4 is called cancer.
Yeah. He just looks like an old man who used to work out a lot.
Pretty it's all the treated wood, you know.
Oh, pretty sure hoes cause cancer.
Ho. now I gotta check out the Rumble just to see him.
I mean, he was working the crowd for that minute, and they were just on the every single time.
Instant
USA chant. It was like the whole crowd didn't like build up to it. Instant USA from the whole crowd.
One of the greatest things they did was the gimmick Rumble.
Yes,
that was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the announcing was a little shoddy. It was Gene Okerlund and Bobby
Eden. But whatever. Yeah, Gene Okerlund wasn't known for his commentary.
It was nostalgia.
When Tugboat came out, I think they called him Typhoon. Typhoon or Buffoon or whatever his name
was. That was at a different event. They called him Buffoon. But they called him Typhoon when he was supposed to be Tugboat.
Yeah.
Is that the one where Sheik went over just because there's no way to get him over the top rope?
Yes.
He wouldn't have survived.
I'm going to put it out there. Nothing existed pre-1988 minus wrestling.
Okay.
Wrestling existed.
Wrestling existed as its own. Okay. Non-linear.
So WWE created the earth and the universe.
It's like Greek mythology.
Yeah, basically.
I was thinking more of the Illuminati.
Or that.
Instead of Odin, it's just McMahon.
The Illuminati is just a bunch of wrestling TV writers.
So it's, what's his name? Who's that guy that
Vince Russo?
Got fired? Yeah. Vince Russo. And
he's my Jesus.
Ed Ferrara.
And
Oklahoma. Yep.
He's my Jesus.
Oh, he's my God, Jesus. Shitty writing, but...
And Freddie Prinze Jr.
Right.
Yeah, oh, right.
He was a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
And Patrice O'Neill.
Patrice O'Neill, yes.
Who the fuck has a fucking idea? It's like, guys, I know what's going to save the company. Freddie Prinze Jr.
It's going to happen.
You obsessively staring at the mic screen.
I don't want to like change.
Is that your new friend?
I don't want to change the subject. But did you ever notice how much a pee filter looks like a vagina?
It doesn't.
It looks like a black one.
I thought you were pulling like a Tom Hanks gimmick over there. And
I was
talking like Wilson.
I was doing your voice.
He's making the pee filter from the mic talk.
He said it like it's Derek. Every time Derek talks.
Mr. Pee Filter.
Mr. Pee Filter.
I'm Derek.
I got a shit now.
Hey, good afternoon.
Speaking of shit, I have an awesome shit story.
Oh, boy.
I heard you ruined some shorts.
I ruined a pair of boxer briefs.
Now, wait a minute. They weren't Clutch and Wiggle boxer briefs, were they?
He didn't send me them.
He didn't send you those yet?
No.
Does he have panties?
But he'll ruin them.
I hope so.
I think he can do panties.
Yeah, Cafe Press probably can.
Do anything.
Before you tell your story, I'm going to pre-story this.
Uh-oh.
Pre-story.
Warm it up.
So, one day I'm sitting on my couch, and I ran out of 1MR, the pre-workout, so I started taking Super Pump again. And
I know those letters, but that sentence made no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, by the way, if you're not going to use that pee filter, maybe you want to give it the cap.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just saving it for a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
No. Okay, anyway. So I
watch
take
out for the tea.
Watch the tea.
Christ.
I go to the gym and work out, whatever. I'm sitting back at home. Got like an hour break, so I have to go back to work. And I'm sitting there watching TV, and I go to fart, and all I hear is...
Oh!
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I think I just shit my...
Gas with oily discharge.
Gambling lost.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, there's 10 minutes left of this episode. I'll finish the episode, then check out the scene. Finish the episode, turns out, shit my pants.
How long did you sit there with it?
About 10 minutes.
What?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, you didn't smell it?
Well, see, I didn't wait 10 minutes.
No, it wasn't like a fucking waterfall came out of my butt, it was like a...
little so you nugget?
A little oily discharge.
Just enough to fill in between the cheeks.
Yeah. So then I go, I tell Steve, dude, I shit my pants the other day.
Boop.
And he laughs at me. Just straight up laughs in my face.
Well, what do you? What's he going to do? Hug you? and ask if you're right.
So then we go into Kev's Steve's story. I'm ready for your story.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't wait around for 10 minutes. I instantly knew there was a problem.
Yeah, because you're a human being.
Well, see, the thing is like usually when I rip ass in front of my, you know, my 2-year-old son, he likes to say, ew. You know, that's his gimmick. He likes he knows what to say when daddy farts. So well, yeah, I was tucking him in bed, like, and shit. I felt a rumble coming. I'm like, nice. I'm going to put one out and put him to sleep, you know?
A fecal rumble.
So I he has no idea I farted because there was no fart. It was just instant liquid brown water with a little bit of like melted Hershey Kiss in it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew instantly. I just went, shit. And I just threw the covers on him and ran into the bathroom and completely annihilated my boxer briefs.
Just punched him once. Good night.
And at least you weren't doing the thing where you just like hovered over him and did it in his face.
No, not that time. But to make things worse, Jamie kicked the door open and laughed at me. I had him sitting on the floor. I was staring at them.
Oh, no.
So in disgust.
What did you do? Did you wash him? Did you chuck him?
No, I put him in a bag and left it on her side of the bed. She didn't know.
Is that the plastic bag that's sitting outside your door?
No.
Okay.
No.
I come over and he tells me, because I shit my pants. So what do? Laugh in his face. Because that's what he gets. Yeah. And then later on, Jamie goes, they're fucking still sitting upstairs, aren't they? This is the next day. He goes,
no.
Yep.
No.
Yeah. Bullshit, I was just here.
No. That's not what she meant. I left for work, and I left them on her side of the bed. I've done it to her plenty of times.
You what, left shitty underwear?
No, because that was the first time I shit my pants in 10 years.
Bullshit.
So,
what is it with you in 10 years? First time you puked in 10 years? First time you shit your pants in 10 years?
I had a rough stretch 10
years ago.
10
years ago, you were a fucking hoot and good time.
You go decade by decade.
So, I think it was my second born. I changed one of her diapers, and I hid it underneath Jamie's pillow. Like a dirty diaper.
You're an ass.
You hid a dirty diaper under
my wife's pillow because I was mad at her. We got into like an argument.
You must have been pretty mad at her.
Yeah. Well, I'm a douchebag, so I just fucking, I shoved a soiled diaper underneath her pillow, and she didn't realize it until we were going to bed that night.
Just looking at Steve real quick, and I noticed that how much Steve looks like Stryker from Mortal
really?
Kombat.
Really? Because it kind of looks like Stryker's in good shape.
Oh!
Ooh.
Ouch!
Oh!
Yeah!
Whoops.
Except a lot like Stryker, I can beat your ass.
Oh, damn.
That's true.
Damn.
Damn.
Your ass.
Yeah, no, we used to make fun of Steve for that back in the day, and it just happened to come up again 15 years later.
Was it before 1988?
Yeah. You sure it wasn't 10
no,
years
wasn't,
later?
Wasn't.
Oh, then it happened.
What was that?
You sure it wasn't 10 years later?
It was like 15.
You missed the joke. I got it, Kev.
No, what was that? I missed that.
Everything's 10 years with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where were you? 10 minutes ago.
Looking up pictures of Stryker.
See, funny thing, I think I found a picture that looks like Matt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, it does.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's Matt eating a coleslaw at the diner.
Oh, what shit.
Who is that?
Oh, my God. That's Matt.
Just some big guy.
Just a big guy.
Just some big
guy. Coleslaw.
The old boss, no big deal.
So what's new with you, Derek?
Nothing much. Didn't shit my pants this
yet.
Week. Oh, unfortunately. Apparently, that's the thing to do.
Did you get my picture the other day?
I did. Thank you.
So pumped.
Yeah.
You've been doing that a lot lately.
What?
Sending shit pics.
Yeah, because I actually had a solid shit the other day, and I was super excited.
Yeah, it looked like Holocaust victims.
Wow.
Just a heap of bodies sitting on the bottom of your bowl.
That reminds me.
And the best part about it, no wiper.
Wow.
Wait, what? What?
No wiper.
Wait, what?
I don't
what
know
mean
how
no
to explain
wiper.
It. No wiper.
You didn't wipe.
I wiped. There's nothing there.
Okay.
I'm like, whoo,
you didn't
done.
Have to wipe, is what you're saying?
Right. I was right. No.
Did you do a second check, though, no, just to make sure?
You still got to wipe, though.
For what? I wiped. I wiped once, and it was nothing there. So I'm like, all right,
this
game
was,
on.
By
like
the
a,
way,
oh, looks like a bowl of chicken fingers.
Again, that was some bud mud.
Watch the tea.
Dude, I just saw the tea come up above the rim and fall back in.
That was some bud mud from Saturday in Charlotte.
It looks like
start posting our shit on the site.
It looks like chicken fries from Burger King.
It does.
Oh, my God.
Never eat those again.
For those of you who aren't in the room, we are sharing pictures of defecation.
No, not we. Not
our
we.
Own,
just,
our own
just,
defecation.
Just
I don't want to see Matt's right defecation.
Matt doesn't want to see his defecation.
Sometimes it looks like General Tso's chicken.
Now I'm starving.
Ew, yeah. Like sesame seeds in it and shit?
No, that would be sesame chicken.
Oh.
Do you ever eat fast
hot peppers and broccoli?
Do you ever eat fast food and then like you shit out and you see those fucking sesame seeds?
No.
Really? I guess I have a really fast digestion tract.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. You're making fun of me.
Well, mine doesn't look like I shot someone.
Oh,
yours looks like a person.
Yeah, no, yours looks like a complete Holocaust.
Yes. Yeah, well, fucking Derek's looks like someone had their period without a tampon.
Damn.
Six million turds.
So, anyway, can we not have a conversation about the Holocaust?
Wow.
Why?
Because I want to talk about shit.
Oh, okay. Well, we covered wrestling, the Holocaust, and shit.
That's basically a whole show.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun, guys.
Good show.
What's new with you, Matt? It's been 2 weeks.
How was your thing?
Tournament?
Yeah, your thing.
Yeah,
thing
that was good. It was
thing,
really
right?
good. Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun. I didn't have to do a whole lot of work because we have a lot of new guys who are really eager.
Yeah, plus you get blown up quick.
Well, that's true. We did like we had like 75 players for our game. There was like maybe 500 people total.
People.
A lot of people in a hotel, yeah.
Is there ever any like people making out in this stuff? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, you know, I'm not talking about gay, but girls and guys just making out during the tournament.
Why can't they be gay?
Well, it's a hotel, so they tend to go back to the room, which actually did happen. The guy that I was telling you about before, he met some girl at the tournament, and she was all over him the whole tournament.
You should mix these Mortal Kombat tournaments and like a Mortal Kombat Comic-Con.
What?
Like have everybody dress up as their favorite Mortal Kombat characters.
You know, sometimes people do that. And
all right, that's when I quit.
And then they show up and they go, "Ooh, I'm the only one dressed up."
Yes, yes.
I'm going back out to my room. Right now,
there is one guy who does dress up as Reptile on occasion.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, complete with like contact lenses and everything. It's a little weird because he's like a husky reptile. But no, it's actually cool. Cool costume and everything. But it's better when the chicks do it.
Steve might be onto something with turning this into some kind of convention, and then you can get, like, extras from the Mortal Kombat show that was on for about a minute.
Oh, no, no.
Have them sign headshots, and it'd be great.
We actually had a guy come and start a documentary. Speaking of headshots, we had a bunch of the more GQ gamers take some pictures for it. But
I've already been in a documentary and on national television.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that's what we're shooting for with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was actually really well done. I was kind of surprised because it kind of seemed ragtag when it was introduced to me.
Watch your language.
But then when I saw the $50,000 worth of equipment and the guy was pretty seriously hardcore about it. He really wanted to get it done. And I was really happy about that. So it's going to get us see more exposure.
Yeah. You got to start tanning and shit.
I'll just make sure to stay off camera as much as possible.
You just see the back of Matt's head in the background.
Yeah. No, you don't want that.
Well, they'll use you. They'll take your picture to adjust the weight level.
That's right. Here you go. Perfect. we got like, I think we had like 700 something viewers on our stream when we were doing it ourselves. But then the next day when we went on the big stream, we brought their numbers. We started. We were the first tournament on. I think we brought it up to about 5,000.
Jesus.
Sounds like our numbers.
It's pretty close to it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's decimal point. You just got to move the decimal point a couple times.
Three, four times.
What, do we have half a listener? Just one midget guy just going, this is funny.
Well, we have a ginger Jew listening, so only half of him counts.
What?
Oh.
Who? I mean, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Ginger. Oh, fuck B-Shaps. Fuck him, B-Shaps.
I think yesterday's thing you had going was a little bit more important than the other one.
Yestercades?
Is that where it was at?
No, this was in Philadelphia.
Duh. No, I'm talking about yesterday's.
Wait, what?
Yesterday's thing you had.
Oh, no. Oh, yesterday's.
What did you do yesterday?
The guy who does the streaming for us ran a little fundraiser tournament to raise for cancer, diabetes, and MS.
Well, Jim Duggan wasn't there, was he?
No.
Okay, because that would just offset.
If Jim Duggan was there, we might have gotten some more donations. But what they did was
cancer.
They set it up so that the people who were in the stream could donate like $10 a pop or whatever and then be able to challenge anybody in the house to play them online in a first to five or first to ten. So that actually got a lot of money out of it. I mean, you think about it, it seems like a small amount, but we raised about $1,800.
That's what we should do.
In 24 hours. But for charities, not for us. So, yeah.
You don't have to give it different. To the charity.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get some kind of tax write-off or something.
Mm. Derek has he has colitis.
Yeah.
We could set up a
colitis foundation.
Go right
we could raise money for my toilet paper fund.
Mm-hmm. It does go through a lot of it. But, yeah, no, it's actually getting to be a pretty big deal. And a lot of people know who we are now, so. We get invited out to do run tournaments for people all the time.
How about you, Kev? How was your week?
Wow, maybe next time you can put your mouth a little closer to the mic.
It was pretty good.
Okay, Kev. It was good?
It was good.
Excellent.
Yep.
Anything you want to elaborate on?
Nope.
Okay. Good.
It was good. All right.
You getting your name
That's
out
what
there?
I like.
Now, we went out to Charlotte. We left Thursday night, drove through the night, wrestled in York, South Carolina.
Oh, you went to Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, that's where we stay when we're down there, yeah.
Did you hang out with Flair?
No, no. Though we were in Flair Country.
Flair Country.
Flair Country.
Like the pants?
Let me finish.
Like Flair pants?
Get it?
Anyway, it was fun. It was a good show. Crowd drew pretty well.
Nice.
I was a part of a four-way match for the Pro Wrestling Experience heavyweight title.
Did you win?
Actually, I do have an interesting story about the match.
Yeah.
A little sidebar, but no, I didn't win. The story going into it is that I am a part of a stable with Rhett Titus, which some people here know from NWS shows. He is the heavyweight champion going into the match, and we are feuding with the other two guys in the match, and they made it a four-way for the title, so I purposely got myself disqualified by attacking the other two with a foreign object, blah, 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 blah. But the interesting note about the match is I actually got knocked out with the first move I took. And
legit.
Yeah. And wrestled the whole match in autopilot. Like, I didn't remember a damn thing about it.
What's the next spot, guys? What's going on?
Rhett told me after the fact, like, he started filling me in on stuff, and I started to remember it, but it all, like, felt like it was a dream. Like, I couldn't remember anything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I knocked out an angry little man once.
Because that seems very difficult.
And yeah, he was totally on autopilot. And autopilot with angry little man is probably very different than autopilot with you.
So wait, did you wrestle the next night too?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, what did you take that you got knocked out?
A straight jacket double Russian leg sweep.
Ooh.
Which they each grabbed my arm and crossed them across my chest and then gave me a Russian, but my head just smacked the mat and
you're unsafe.
That was it.
Tuck your chin. You're a lightweight then. Tuck your chin. One Russian, he was out.
Better slow down.
That's fucking crazy.
You smash your head, huh?
I haven't seen angry little man in like fucking 10 years.
It's probably a reason for that. No, I like Kev as much as everybody hates him. I like him.
I didn't have a problem with that. Wrestled him.
I heard him several times in several matches. I actually put him out for 3 years.
You're unsafe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matt's fucking solid.
And you
as
thought
shit.
I was unsafe.
I didn't mean to. Dude couldn't take a move.
Did you ever see Derek's fucking clip of the water bottle?
I saw
He's fucking dangerous.
No, I did. I gave him a powerbomb, and he landed on his tailbone. He wrestled one more match after that, and he was out for 3 years.
No, I'm pretty sure I got him on the other way back, like, after the 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably right when he first started.
Around there.
Yeah.
We did a farm show.
So then the next night, we were in Charlotte.
I forgot about you.
Charlotte, North Carolina!
Which this was actually the show that they were really hyping up. It was their, like, 10-year anniversary, something ridiculous. I don't know. But they bought like lighting rigs and had like a big screen to project stuff on and everything. So they went all out for it. And that night it was me and Joey Janela, another old friend of ours, against the Great Outdoors, Grizzly Redwood, and Jake the Man Scout Manning.
That sounds awesome.
Another fun little match. Anybody interested in wrestling fans out there, the DVDs are available on highspots.com. Premier Wrestling
Man.
Experience. Oh. Check that out.
That's why you came here to plug your shit.
That's right. High Spots is right down there, right?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Actually, oh my God, we went to the High Spots warehouse.
High Spots Hotel?
Stop burping.
You would die.
The mic.
Really? It's awesome.
You would just drop dead as soon as you walk through the door.
Because there's just so much shit.
It is, yeah.
You're like, oh my God, why can't I have 1/100th of this?
Yeah, you could. You just spend the rest of your life there. It's insane. But anyway, you can also follow them on Twitter, PWXWrestling1 on Twitter.
Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Kev's plugs are in. Looks like he's leaving.
The ride up and down was
crazy. See you guys later.
The ride up and down was crazy. Anybody familiar with independent wrestling who's ever heard of the Briscoes, just wild, wild, redneck, crazy dudes just pounding beers.
You mean those old guys that were on WWE?
No. Wow. No, one of them is dead. You insensitive fuck.
That's right. You're talking about those young guys.
Yeah,
this
guys
is uncomfortable.
Ring of Honor tag champions. So
those guys.
It was a good time.
There you go. Sounds like an eventful week. What do you got for us today, Derek?
Oh, I got plenty of stuff.
Do you?
Can I just comment first on the post that you put on your wall about the guy getting pepper sprayed at Disneyland?
We can talk
Jalapeno.
About that.
Hysterical. Watched it yesterday with Steve. Couldn't take my eyes off.
There was a fella, in Disney World, the happiest place on earth.
Is it?
For pedophiles.
Yes, I love it.
Oh. Yeah, there's a video online. If you Google it, just do Disney pepper spray.
Or you can just post it on our page, and they can just go to our page and check
it
out.
Whatever, we'll post it.
Pepper spray sounds like it could be like a new princess.
Princess pepper spray.
Wow.
Don't spray me, bro.
Yes. So he was very belligerent and drunk, and apparently they have not much security going on there. Just some fat guy with pepper spray, and he was just dousing this guy with pepper spray.
That's all
he
fucking was great.
Dousing. It got to a point where
he wanted to eat him.
Yeah, people from the park actually had to hold the guy down.
Stop pepper spray.
And
he's
people are just
die.
No, they're like, get the fuck down.
We're gonna kill him.
Dude, the best part of the whole video is the people fighting, like the one security guard fighting back. Just throwing weird fucking, like, they were having a seizure punch.
Yeah.
He's on the ground and he's just, it's like, it's like his hands are stuck in watermelons.
Yeah, it was fucking retarded.
I mean, I'll play some of the audio.
There's one chick yelling the whole time.
Yeah.
Stop! Oh, my God! What are you, drunk?
Is that Lauren?
Disgusting. Stop!
Yeah, he's kicking the guy. This is outside of the Tower of Terror.
Sean, watch out, dude.
Sean?
Oh, watch out. I'm sorry.
And the guy is just, I mean, basting him in pepper spray.
Pretty sure he used the whole bottle.
There's no security. You guys can't call
the reload.
He wasn't like, there was no physical contact at first.
It's a fat dude in a white shirt and blue pants with a straw hat on.
Oh, my God.
With, like, a walkie-talkie and pepper spray. And he's just, like, he doesn't know what to do. Nobody comes.
He's just, like, spraying. He's like, this is all they show me how to do.
This is all I know.
Pretty much. The guy wouldn't go down. He's like,
And then he's lying on the ground for a while, and then eventually he gets up and starts fighting the guy, and that's when a couple of the patrons actually stop taking pictures and hold the guy down.
Wow!
And then the guy starts, like, you know.
God, this is getting a little ridiculous.
At one point, the guy's like covering his eyes, and every time he would like move his hand to peer out, the guy would just oop.
Yeah.
See, I hear that liberal woman screaming.
Who? Who is she yelling at?
The drunk guy.
She's yelling at the drunk guy.
The drunk guy. What exactly is the drunk guy doing?
He was just standing at the garbage can.
He's standing outside the Tower of Terror, screaming and cursing at the security guard.
He was trying to put up an Aristocrats bumper sticker on the garbage can.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's one more sticker than Brian Shapiro.
Obviously not.
Time to
go
home,
sir.
You should.
You must be this tall to drink
in
this park.
That's the ultimate insult, sir.
She sounds like such a henpeck.
The thing is, and the guy gives him napkins to wipe his eyes at. He's like, here's some napkins.
Sorry, man.
Here you go, man.
And right now, he's wiping his eyes with the napkin, and then the guy hits him again with the pepper spray.
You thought you were going to get that out, huh?
He's like batting his eyes. He's like, oh.
The drunk guy falls on the ground and just nails the guy in the nuts.
This is the kind of shit that they just don't want.
It's such the old, like, when you're fucking with somebody and you knock him over, you're like, all right, I'm sorry. Let me help you out. Well, there you go.
I just saw the description. I was so pumped. It just said pepper sprayed at Disneyland. I was like, oh, I have to see.
And you just saw the Disney. You got excited.
Yeah, that's really all I cared about.
Yeah,
so how much more to figure out where they are.
There's a couple people basically laying on top of this guy. And he starts saying, let me up. I won't do anything.
One guy's got like his knee on the guy's face.
I hear him.
You can hear him.
And there's just one skinny bald guy just holding the guy's ankles. I'm helping.
How many people are around? This is where it would be awesome if we had this on the big screen.
It's a friggin' crowd.
Like an EWA show crowd or like a
NWS? Probably a little bit more.
Okay.
Probably a little more than EWA. So there's more than 9 people.
Oh. Wow.
8 if you
Well, come on.
Me.
I never performed for less than 12 people for EWA.
Ranslin. It was in his contract. He would actually leave if there was less. Mm-hmm.
So they just threw 3 workers in the crowd.
And the word perform could be in quotation marks, too.
Yes.
You just reminded me. Mambo King used to tell guys to get dressed after their match and go sit in the crowd so that it would look bigger for, quote, TV.
TV.
I mean, YouTube shot somebody's cell phone.
Sit in the crowd. Like, that's like one of, if not the most taboo thing you could do in wrestling, is like wrestle your match, get dressed, go sit in the audience.
Well, when the audience at the show consists of 12 ladies from an old folks, from Malta the Damager's mother's old folks home, any help they can get for their, quote, TV.
I know what you're saying, but here's the thing. If that's what your audience is, you shouldn't be running a show.
Exactly.
So.
I'm not going to argue that. In fact, that it's the Mambo King, he shouldn't be running a show to begin with.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that.
Shit.
We'll go with that.
But enough about people. Nobody who's listening is
enough about independent wrestling.
Derek, I'm just going to let you know that highlighted my week.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could be a part of it.
I actually thought it was Sean's video because that one guy screaming Sean in the background. I was like, was this when you went to Disney?
Wasn't Sensational Sherry?
He's like, no, Derek just posted this. I'm like, why wouldn't his dick put it on the fucking website? This is great.
I don't know why.
Well, at one point, he's like, oh, I was just like, somebody posted. I said, yeah, like yesterday. I don't know who. Then I like keep talking about it. I go, oh, it was Derek.
He won't post this, but he'll post April O'Neil's breasts.
Yeah. Huge breasts.
Huh? Yummy yummies.
Yeah, on the website, there's a picture of it's a porn star who goes by the name April O'Neil.
That's the second time that I've seen her by chance, that somebody showed me something, and I'm like, I recognize her, and I didn't realize it's her. She looks different.
She
kind of
looks
time.
Like the chick from Mythbusters.
Okay, all right.
In the face.
I'll go with that.
And possibly the breasts.
Maybe.
Know. I'd have to do a comparison.
But Steve showed me her one time, and I'm like, look, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's pretty hot. And I'm like, wait a second, I know who this is, and I didn't realize it's April O'Neil. But
The
April O'Neil.
But, yeah, she did a cosplay of April O'Neil. And it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
It was very good. She's very well done.
Yeah.
Well played.
Good. Yes.
Well played.
Well played.
But
so you can check that out at aristocratsradio.com.
That's true. Yeah.
Would you have relations with the girl from Mythbusters?
I thought you were going to say April O'Neil.
I would.
Well, that's
like
obvious.
The cartoon.
Mm-hmm. No. I guess yes and yes.
I would not.
Why?
She's very attractive. But I feel like she would confuse me with big words while having sex.
So you're afraid of smart women?
Yes.
That would be my fantasy.
No, he's just not used to big things involved in sex.
You're just afraid she'll pull down your pants and say, busted!
Zing, busted. Sicilian men are always hung. Busted!
No, I feel like she would just say really big words.
If you shave your pubes, it makes your junk look bigger. Busted!
Oh, man. Tiny wieners.
Oh, tiny wieners.
Teeny whiners. Oh, wrestling.
Oh? Huh?
Wait, was that before 88? No, was it?
Was that from
it was 89.
No Holds Barred the movie?
It was.
Why do I know that?
It was Stan Hansen.
Yeah.
They live in the bathroom.
Yep.
And the two business guys are taking a leak. It counts. It was after you were born, technically.
I guess.
Yeah, because it was leading up to SummerSlam 89.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I watched SummerSlam 90 the other day.
Oh, hello.
And with the Jake the Snake versus... Lands, right?
Which one did you go to?
I went to the Meadowlands in 89.
89.
This was at... I don't remember. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Spectrum.
Bad News Brown versus Jake the Snake.
Oh, God.
When they had the sewer rat and, you know,
he's
Damien,
going for the sewer rats.
And he... Bad News Brown goes to leg drop the snake.
Yes.
And I guess the boss man was supposed to run in and grab it, but he didn't get there in time. So Bad News Brown just leg dropped next to the snake, like he missed it. And it looked horrible.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, Jake took the snake and basically threw it on him. And they could have really killed that fucking snake.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how they got away with that.
They didn't care.
I guess not.
They didn't give a shit.
I guess nobody was watching. No.
There weren't as many vocal activist groups then.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were still the WWF after a while. You know,
yeah, because so. He wrapped the snake around him, and then he like fell on the ground with it. And I'm just like, man, they could just crush that snake's head.
Imagine it just...
Yeah, it just popped.
Well, they had several snakes, I believe he said, right?
Yeah.
They must have.
Yeah, it wasn't just the one.
So he should have just fucking full out leg dropped it then.
And he didn't feed any of them.
No. Star of them all. Yeah. That's what he's known for.
Yep.
Star of snakes. Star of snakes. Star of snakes.
Anyway.
Trust me. Trust me.
Back in that
trust
day, people would be like, you're being cruel to the snake. And everyone's like, shut up.
It's just a fucking snake.
And then they would sit down and, you know, pee themselves.
It's millions the embodiment of Satan.
It really is when you think about it.
Yeah.
Nothing good about him.
You know, way back then when there were still separate water fountains.
Yikes.
Ben and Jerry's got a little bit of heat.
Why?
They're replacing a ingredient in a flavor that they came out with called Taste the Linsanity.
Mm.
Now, what do you think they put in Taste the Linsanity?
Rice.
Chinese people.
Rice. Fortune cookies.
Oh.
Wow.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
It's
an ingredient. Yeah. Apparently, they took some heat from it, and they are taking the fortune cookies out.
Why?
Retarded.
Because it is racially insensitive.
Why?
Well, I want them back in because it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Why is it racist?
Because the one gooky basketball player's name is Lynn, and then they put some fucking cookies in some
that guy again.
Yeah.
He's a slanty. I don't see why it's racist.
The limited edition flavor Taste of Insanity originally featured vanilla, frozen yogurt, honey swirls.
Oh, that makes it yellow.
And bits of fortune cookies. God bless you.
And tofu.
The latter ingredient serving as an obvious nod to Lin's heritage. Hmm. After the backlash, the company pulled the cookies from the mix and replaced them with waffle cone pieces.
Oh, did they at least leave in a little fortune? Nobody got that?
We did.
No.
It was just so abstract that, you know, you're just not.
It wasn't even abstract.
You're just
not
fucking
funny. It
wasn't
worth the effort.
Can they change? They should change the name to Gookies and Cream.
See, Ben that was Jerry's funny.
That was good.
What a rebound.
Oh, yes.
You're still not funny, though.
You didn't steal that from the chat, did you?
Gookies.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Oh, he did it. Oh, I see it right here. I see it.
Where?
I'm sitting right next to you. It's right there.
Where does it say it?
Under where it says the lollipop game. I see Gookies and Cream.
This is Gookie to the last drop.
You're a liar.
Wow. Gookie. Dave, you're just an all-around piece of shit.
Gookie Monster.
Gookie Monster. Ugh. Ben and Jerry's... Come on, give me a mint disease or something.
A mint disease? AIDS.
Give me a disease. There we go. AIDS and... What the fuck are you doing? I'm
trying to come up with a Ben and Jerry's flavor.
AIDS and...
The clutch just said, keep on gooking in the free world.
What?
Okay.
I guess he's the gookie of the year.
Shapiro said, what's a gookie with you? I don't get that.
Ooh.
Boo. Go hang up some fucking stickers.
Go do your college homework.
Fag.
What's a Hebrew with you?
Camp Gookila.
Nice.
That was from Clutch.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, well, we should have came up with these beforehand if we wanted
probably,
to.
Probably, yeah.
But we do no show prep. Bum, bum, bum. And it shows.
In the prep.
I wasn't the last one here today, though.
No, you weren't.
I was close, but...
Who was?
You!
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just on a long-ass road trip and fucking doing some shit, but it's cool. You know, whatever.
From Charlotte.
I only left right after the show from Charlotte, drove all the way here, and didn't get to the area until like an hour or so ago.
I got
to
get back.
And
I got to get back for the Aristocrats.
Have to.
Brought Guinness Bomb cupcakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
I
my chick
one.
Made cupcakes.
Does anybody know the number for the Wambulance?
Yay, the Wambulance.
Wambulance.
What do you do on your phone this whole time?
Yeah, I'm curious.
He looks like he's looking up for the number.
See, he's using his phone as a prop because he's trying to look up the number for this imaginary Wambulance.
I'm going to come over there and roundhouse you into a ball sack.
He's probably just playing words with
gotta
friends.
Got to find it first.
No, I got to have to play that on my iPod because I don't have an iPhone.
Oh.
Doodling.
It slows down my phone if I do it.
Fucking droids suck.
So you just got an iPhone like 3 days ago.
And I'm already fucking converted.
Wow. Fucking first ride off a sinking ship.
Yep. I just fell into the lifeboat.
Well,
I think I'll be the next one to do it probably.
The iPhone?
Yeah.
You might as well.
So you don't have to hold your
the only thing I hate about the iPhone is how it forces you to use iTunes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing
Why
I like.
Wouldn't you?
I don't really see the issue.
The only thing I hate about the iPhone is I can't afford it.
That too.
I need the new one to come out so I can get the 4 for like $20.
iFortunes.
Go ahead, Derek.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. You good?
Okay. Philadelphia.
When with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
When her teenage son caught her having sex with his 15-year-old friend.
Hot.
And the son reported the incident to school officials, Terry
Bam Bam
Mezzatesta came up with a wild story. Mezzatesta, who was 5'9" and 260 pounds, claimed that she was passed out drunk and unaware that the 15-year-old was having sex with her. But cops didn't buy it because according to her 14-year-old son, who'd allegedly heard his mother say, right there, baby, during the act, it was consensual.
She got ratted out by her own kid?
Yep.
What a scumbag.
Yeah, that fucking beat his
ass.
Just let your mom get it in.
Now Tommy's going to come over just to play with you and not me.
His friend was a real motherfucker.
No.
Oh, I get it, because he had sex with the mom.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. You got it.
On November 12th, the young boy with whom Mezzatesta allegedly had sex with came to her Upper Chichester, home of Ron Bennington, home to hang out with his friend.
Oh, I thought you meant he came up to her breasts.
No.
I'll show you my Upper Chichester.
Hoo-ah.
Oh, according to interviews with that boy, police said that she smoked marijuana with him and her son for about 2 hours before her son passed out in the bedroom. The teen then said that her mother watched television in the living room and that she brought him wine coolers. While on the couch, she allegedly asked the boy if she could perform oral sex on him.
Oh, why not?
What a lucky
An
dude.
Offer he yeah. accepted.
Who the fuck would say no?
Exactly.
Hey, can I suck your dick for an
Is she
nose
hot?
Strings attached?
No.
She was 5'9", 260 pounds.
She is.
But well, she hooked him up with weed and Bartles and James. It's probably
yeah.
fucking
yes, she is.
Oh, she is.
She is 5'9", 260.
And I think you're Whoa. Missing the point here, though. 260, they give great blowjobs.
Well, he knows all about 5'9", 260.
No, she was actually 6'4", 480, but that's okay.
6'4", 480.
Is she single or?
No, not anymore.
Damn. She was 6'40 by 480. Nobody got her.
Are we
Except
doing
Derek.
Her height and weight or her dimensions?
That was legit. She was taller than me at the time.
Ew.
And wider.
No, she wasn't.
Can we go back to the old whore? God.
Yeah, fuck Steve having sex with dudes. Let's go.
Dick.
I'm actually going to bring her...
her nude pics up on the screen?
Yeah, her nude pics up on the screen.
Yes.
If you're on Ustream, you can see this fat nothing.
If you're sitting on the other side of the computer, you have no idea what he's talking about.
Nope.
5'9", 260.
So, anyway... So, yeah, she, let's see, where were we?
Weed.
Oh, she offered to have sex, oral sex with him. Which is a little bit. One thing led to another, and the boy engaged in intercourse with her.
He dove in.
During which she yelled the explicit exclamations that awoke her son, who entered the living room and allegedly saw an image he will probably never forget. The son then punched his friend in the face.
Wow.
And told him to leave.
Why, because he wanted to keep fucking his mom?
I guess so.
She must have been a good badoosie.
The boy did so, but then returned to the house later that night and was allowed to stay.
To finish the job.
Oh, this is just a big mess.
She must be really
you got
good
that
though.
Right.
I'd be 15 with a hard on.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I miss those days.
Is she in prison now, or is she still at home?
There's a lot of charges here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Damn it.
You got drug and alcohol charges, weapons possession.
Probably. Something about a phone. The son reported the incident to school officials. The police came in to investigate. She told police that she had 5 mixed vodka drinks that night and passed out on the couch and awoke to her son's friend on top of her.
Oh, of course.
I've actually tried that maneuver before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
No, it does.
With your friend's mom?
No.
Oh.
Friend's
got her drunk and put your dick in her mouth?
No, it's just friend's girlfriend. That's all.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Why do you bring up a story like you're going to get really into detail? You just,
no. Oh,
that happened to me.
I tried to do that once. That's it, though. I just tried it. It worked.
Yep.
He was kissing her, and she had like her hand on the bed, and I just put my dick in her hand.
When was this?
I don't know. When I was younger.
You're a fucking ass.
About 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago.
Sometime before Sean was born.
That never actually happened.
That's a true story.
No, if it's before I'm born.
It wasn't
happened.
Before you're born because I wouldn't even be able to get a hard on.
Wow.
You were that old already?
No. You lost me.
This is going nowhere.
Dude, you said you were getting, like, you were conscious of getting hard-ons when you were, like, 4.
That's true.
See?
That's when I shit my pants intentionally so I could get my preschool teacher to take my clothes off.
Yes. That's right.
And then you were like, check this.
I just stood there on my hands and my hips.
Check out this
just swaying.
You dick. Oh, I shut my mic off.
Didn't you have, like, a Superman jammies or something?
Yeah.
Superman underoos.
And then you shit your pants and put it.
I was laying on it was nap time.
Check out this kryptonite.
I was in the classroom where you didn't need nap time, but I volunteered to go take a nap. So yeah. I was laying on the cot, and I thought to myself, I have a great plan. I'll shit my pants so my crush will have to clean them, and she'll see me naked.
That's how you got your wife, too, oddly enough.
Yeah. It is. True story.
Finally worked.
So I intentionally put a log in my pants, and then she was rinsing out my underwear in the toilet.
And in the toilet.
Yeah, she was like flushing it and just holding the underwear in the toilet.
Which, continue.
And I just stood there with my hands on my hips waiting to fuck her.
There you go.
Obviously, that's where this is going.
That's where this is going, yeah.
And she didn't fuck me.
Damn.
And it wasn't until I wrote her a love letter she told me to stop.
Wow.
Steven,
it's really fucked
you're
up.
Fucking creepy.
No, she's like, you're going to have to stop doing this.
And she remembers
stop
it
shitting
this
herself?
Day, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Stop shitting myself, exactly.
Stop doing this. This is getting messy and annoying.
Reminds me of a shit story that Derek had the one time where, didn't you say somebody was wringing out your pants in the ocean or something?
Oh, that was my grandmother.
That was your grandma, okay.
Yeah, we were in Wildwood, and I was young, you know, 15, 16. No. And
That's 10 years ago.
I was swimming, I just said, I have to
poo. You
I
know?
Have to do poopies.
And you
just
know,
do
we
it
were
here.
We were in the water, so she's just like, just do it. So I did it, and then she just kind of grabbed my trunks and shook them, so the log just kind of fell out.
Wow.
And then that was it.
Then it floated to the top of the water.
Well,
because
it was either that or we had to walk all the way back.
Yeah, and Wildwood, the water is like a mile from
yeah.
the boardwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking sucks.
I've been to Wildwood in forever.
So
I totally agree with your grandmother's choice.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, that was a joke we went last year. And with my stomach problems, I said if I...
if you shit, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
If I had, I said, if you see me running into the water, you know what I'm doing.
Oh,
your,
no,
oh, no.
Make a ring around the Atlantic yeah. Ocean. With your shit now, it would just like float to the top with like red. People think like Jaws got you or something.
We'll it's probably true. Start attracting sharks.
Shark! Oh, shit.
I got to go chum. Oh, fuck
shit.
Me.
That's funny. Pass.
It's funny because it's poop.
It's funny because our host has a severe bowel disorder.
Yes. Severe uncontrollable bowel disorder.
Poop's always funny. I don't care who you are. Got an urge to go yet?
No. I prep myself before I come here.
I make sure I poop.
Preparation H.
Yes. Which is why I can't partake in cupcakes, ice cream, and everything while I'm here.
It's got to suck.
It does. But, you know, hey, do that or...
So do you just go
do that or be able to enjoy it?
Do you just go home and just, like, scarf yourself of ice cream and cupcakes?
Yeah.
No. I'm lactose intolerant too. So if I have,
you're just a fucking boring time.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, I'm no lightweight here, but why are you not skinny yet?
You would think so, right?
I don't understand.
It's because of the steroids I'm on. They keep me nice
yeah.
and yeah,
plump.
Yeah, nice and plump. They do. It's the prednisone.
Just,
keeps the weight up.
You're just Bane. That's it.
Yeah.
Just on pure steroids.
Yep. That's it.
Wow.
Just running on steroids.
Then why aren't you like muscular?
Because it's not that kind of steroid.
Well, even then, if you take steroids and don't work out, it doesn't
turn to Johnny Grunge.
Doesn't just make you muscle.
Are you, Johnny suggesting Grunge. That Derek does not work out?
Yeah.
yeah, Matt. Kev just like,
like
that. Well, if you're a lazy shit,
I was working out a cheese stick today.
Oh, God. Those half pounder weights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poop.
See, I'm in a position now where we have so many stories, I don't even know what the hell to go to.
You're also in a position to take a shit.
True.
So why don't you give some headlines and we'll sort them out from there.
Well, we got Steve's favorite one here. The man arrested after cooking own cheeseburger and fries at Denny's.
Yeah. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
It's this fella in Madison, Wisconsin. America's Diner is always open, but police say 52-year-old man toting a briefcase and packing a stun gun.
Money in the bank.
Took the slogan too far.
Don't tase me, bro.
When he walked into a Denny's restaurant, claimed to be the new manager, and cooked himself
I love
a cheeseburger
that.
And fries.
I love that. That's freaking awesome.
I'm a new boss, and I'm about to make myself some lunch.
Wait, he got arrested for that?
Yeah, because he wasn't the new boss.
And he was wielding a fucking stun gun.
He didn't fucking use it.
Yeah, but he's like, get back. Get your hands away from the grill.
Ooh. A Madison police report gives a flavorful description of the bizarre incident. I see what they did there. Yep. At the Denny's. He never announced he was one of the pros from Dover, but the briefcase toting gentleman wearing a maroon tie and a long black trench coat was quite clear. He had been sent by corporate.
He had been wow. sent from the Mortal Kombat community.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I already see this guy fucked up. If you're rolling in there and you're saying you're the boss, why aren't you making somebody else cook for you?
Yeah.
Julio, make me a steak.
Okay, senor.
He claimed he was a new general manager. That takes balls.
Yes.
And that he had worked for the restaurant chain for 30-plus years and was starting his new job right now.
Imagine if it was just all true.
Yeah.
If it was just straight up true and this guy was just a heathen and he just didn't, you know.
Imagine if the regular general manager was there. It was like, really? What the fuck?
Did he cook, the burger with the stun gun?
Nobody told me.
Police say the gray-haired man with the goatee proceeded to walk into the office of the 38-year-old restaurant manager, and the two got into a nose-to-nose as the man asserted his new role, as she told him she thought not.
Mm.
It was a weird sentence.
Did you just go, I think not, sir?
I think not.
My stun gun says I am.
While the manager began making calls to the corporate chain, the man walked into the restaurant's kitchen and proceeded to cook himself a cheeseburger and fries.
Nice.
Then the manager called 911.
Surprised he knew how to cook it. I mean, the guy sounds like he's nuts.
Now here comes the payoff. Officers confronted the man and found a stun gun on his belt beneath his trench coat and suit jacket, along with what appeared to be two crack pipes.
Of course. Not one, but two.
Why does he carry two?
Is that like when the waitress...
You gotta have a lucky one.
Yeah, I guess.
When one person orders dessert and the waitress comes out with two spoons? Is that what that's like?
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Two crack pipes.
Which is like the gayest thing ever when you're with your buddy and yep. you're like, hey, I got two spoons in case you want to share.
I know. No matter how many times you tell them, I don't want dessert. I don't want dessert. I'm allergic to dessert. They will bring out two spoons.
I'm allergic to spoons.
Exactly, yeah. No
Use
spoons,
a fork.
Please.
Well, admit it. If there's two spoons and you're like, you know what? There is two spoons. I could probably eat some of this shit.
Wait till you want to sneak some of that.
Wait till she walks away. Wait till she walks away. Put some on my plate.
Good. Now, you have to wait until your friend who ordered the food is done. And they say, you can finish this if you want. You're like, oh, thanks.
Oh, no.
But it can't go back.
I hook spoon and then hook arms.
Ooh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Yep. Jesus. That's how I roll.
I like to go in and say, one milkshake, two straws.
Wow.
Fuck it.
That sounds gay.
For me and my besties with testies.
Oh, shit.
That's okay.
Besties with testies.
Living in a boy's house.
So faggy.
Oh, and he only got to eat about 3/4 of the cheeseburger.
That's it?
Oh.
I feel bad for him.
So dude just smoked some crack and was like, I got a great idea. I'm going to go act like I'm the manager of Denny's and go make myself a burger.
I think it's more like he smokes the crack and then he really believes he's the manager.
Yeah,
that's
probably it.
Yeah.
It's not like a matter of like,
oh, shit,
I got
I'm late for work.
This is going to be hilarious. It's like he does the crack and he's like, holy shit, I got to go to work.
And I'm hungry. I must work at that Wendy's.
How many people do you think actually believed him? I'm going to say
I'm
at least
say
a couple.
Nobody.
Bullshit. If someone came in and was like, I'm your new boss, I'm like, oh, you probably are.
Well, if they pull out a stun gun and said, I'm your new boss, I'm like, all right. What do you want me to do? You want me to clean all the right. toilets?
Just sign my fucking check. That's all I need you to do.
As long as I get paid twice a month.
I like the final quote was, I think, from the police. I don't know if he had 30 years with Denny's, but he probably had experience cooking a cheeseburger in the past.
Oh!
He made a pretty damn good burger. I finished it.
Yeah. Do you think the cop was like,
I'll be taking
anybody,
that.
Anybody going to finish this? Or can I get a box?
Considered evidence? No.
Then you see Derek Poor in the guy. Background. One milkshake, two straws.
Didn't he fight with the police officers?
No, they said he was cooperative.
The guy's in handcuffs leaving, getting ready to get Derek's milkshake.
Because it brings all the boys to the yard.
Says he was cooperative with the officer, but as he was about to be led from the restaurant, he yelled out to those eating, this is why you don't dine and dash, kiddies, according to police reports.
What?
Imagine, I would have seen it would have been funnier if he yelled like, you're all fired.
You know, it's a fun story, but there's a moral behind it.
What's the moral?
Don't dine and dash.
That's
don't.
It.
He put it out there.
He did.
He did the right thing.
What a guy.
They should have let him finish the cheeseburger. Yeah. I mean, he
let
made
him
it.
Take it. Let him take it.
What about the fries?
Can I get this to go?
Can you imagine that if like I came into Pizza Hut back in the day, I was making the stuffed crust and fucking got arrested. I'm like, looking like a snatch a slice.
I really
with my hands cupped
really
behind my back.
Can I like well, take it with me? Or?
Well, Derek and I and our other friend actually almost got arrested at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
And Derek really was the manager.
It was.
Yeah. But he didn't have a crack pipe.
Yeah, but blown each other near the cutting station.
It didn't help that Pat was in the back of the restaurant with a stick about the size of this room that fell off a tree, and he was just banging stuff in the parking lot with it as the cops pulled in. He just like drops this like, literally it was like an 8-foot stick. Not even a stick, it was like a branch. He just like drops it and runs inside. The cops are here.
We basically what happened is we went back to Pizza Hut like 2 a.m. to drink. And the cops didn't like that.
It was like Club Pizza Hut after hours. After like 11 o'clock.
After hours.
It just became like a place to like just chill.
Yeah.
Absolutely chill. It was just like, even if there were still customers there, it was just like, no, we're hanging out. Sorry.
How did you make time for video games with all this fun you used to have?
What?
How did you make time for video games?
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I don't really play video games as much as people would think. I just run tournaments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
In case I ever want to get into a tournament.
Yeah.
The best part is the cop asked us if we had ever been arrested before.
Yeah.
And so Derek and Pat are like, no. And I said, yeah, because I did. And he's like, well, what'd you get arrested for? And I said, trespassing. And he just shook his head and gave me a look like, you're an idiot.
Well,
don't tase me, bro.
Well, you could have actually said, well, I was going to visit my teachers in high school after I graduated, and they charged me with trespassing.
That's actually really what happened.
You could have said
you
that to the cop.
You tried to just sound so
better.
Badass.
Well, we got to leave out the unimportant stuff.
Yeah, because then you sound like a bitch.
Well, it sounds better if you would have said it like that. You would have been like, oh.
I was going to see my old teachers to say hello.
I'm like, oh, that doesn't count.
Ah, you bitch.
I wanted to show them how good I was doing.
Yeah.
Growing nicely.
Developing nicely.
Look at that boner.
All kinds of idiots in the news this week.
Still calling bullshit in that story.
It's true.
I don't believe it.
Teen finds naked man in kitchen stealing rum.
What?
Fort Myers, Florida, of course.
Oh, I know a guy from Fort Myers.
Oh, really? Yeah. A 14-year-old girl discovered a naked man in her kitchen stealing a bottle.
I hope it wasn't my friend.
Stealing a bottle of Captain Morgan from the pantry.
Oh, it could have been. I got to text him.
Oh, shit.
She was at her home, and she heard someone in the kitchen. She went in there. The 47-year-old Keenan Cloenzer.
Black.
No, very white.
Keenan Kell.
He was naked and bent over in the pantry, taking a bottle of Captain Morgan spiced rum. Terrified, she ran back to her room, where she heard him use the telephone before leaving. Yeah, I gotta go. Some girl just saw my nuts.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, I got the rum. The girl's father told deputies he was doing yard work when his daughter informed him there was someone in the house. Wow. He found him naked in the front yard.
Doing yard work.
Yeah.
Drinking Captain Morgan's.
With one leg up. Mm-hmm. His nuts hanging.
But fucking naked.
He's facing charges of burglary of an occupied dwelling and petite theft.
Petite.
That's what they call it, petite theft?
Instead of grand theft.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow.
Petite theft. Petty theft or something like that. I think it's actually.
Then we got another idiot. Going over to, can you be noisier? Jesus Christ. Do I need like an on-air sign?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Your nuts tangled up?
He's like crushing cans. His phone is going off. He just like throws chairs.
And now he's just got his hand down his pants.
And before he was just like tapping on the mic. Like while people were talking, he's just like.
I think his nuts get sweaty or something like that. He just shoved a paper towel down his pants and then pulled it out and looked at it.
He's ADD or some shit.
Now he's taking a shower.
What is wrong with that boy?
God. Dish soap.
Let's all make fun of him right now.
We are.
Let's make fun of him.
Not worse.
He loves Disney.
He does. He's so gay.
He wants to be a princess.
He already is a princess.
With a mole on his face.
Oh, God.
He believes in unicorns.
Here's a cupcake.
Aw, he got you a cupcake.
Imagine he dropped it. Imagine all the cupcakes.
Ah, I'm back.
You done noisy?
Yeah, I took a shower and I didn't put powder on my like inner thighs, ball sack area, so I got really sweaty.
What do you get chafed?
No, I just get really sweaty.
Ew. No wonder why you don't get blowies.
Yeah.
Blowies from your wife.
No, I'm not arguing that.
It smells like the back of a Hindu bus on a muggy day.
Wow. Damn. Severe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that bad. It doesn't smell. It just gets, you know, moist.
Another story you guys sent me. The stepmother charged over death of girl forced to run for 3 hours.
Yes. I sent this to Derek the other day.
I think Matt might have sent it too. No? Okay.
I sent it.
No, you didn't. No,
I don't send any stories.
No, you don't do shit.
Nope. I just stimulate the economy.
Stimulate your prostate. Roger Simpson said he saw a little girl running outside her home, but did not give it a second thought. Police said he witnessed a murder in progress.
Wow.
Authorities say 9-year-old Savannah Hardin died after being forced to run 3 hours as punishment for lying to her grandmother, 46-year-old Joyce Hardin Garrard, about eating sweets. Sweets.
So the girl ran for 3 hours, didn't pass out from running.
Until she died. Yep.
That sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Well, she had the energy from the sweets.
Okay. She's a little supercharged.
Yeah.
She was overclocked.
Severely dehydrated. The girl had a seizure and died days later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, her grandmother, days later.
Yeah. Her grandmother and stepmother are now facing murder charges.
Peace out, homies.
She had it coming. She spoiled her dinner.
Yeah.
She spurled it.
Fucking.
That's where she got all the energy from, the candy.
Yeah. Exactly.
She had like 27 candy bars and a six pack of root beer.
And dry white toast, please.
And some dry white toast. She was told to run and not allowed to stop for 3 hours, according to a spokeswoman at the sheriff's office. The stepmother, 27-year-old Jessica May Harden.
She may.
Jessica
Harden.
May. Called police that evening, telling Savannah was having a seizure and was unresponsive. Mm. Bunch of idiots.
So basically, the grandmother asked the kid, "Did you eat those candy bars?" And the kid said, "No." And then the grandmother said, "Well, I can prove that you're lying to me." The kid said, "How?" And she said, "Because you'll be able to run for 3 hours straight." And she said, "No." And then she ran for 3 hours straight and died.
Unbelievable.
Maybe she
didn't
wasn't lying.
Die. She died like later.
Later on.
A couple days later.
Man.
So basically, the grandmother should only be in trouble for giving her the seizure.
No.
She died on her own.
Well, they're both being held at $500,000 cash bond.
Cash money.
That's it?
Own fault.
What, there were reports that Jessica May Harden had given birth this week while in custody.
Wow.
So she's already working on another kid that she's going to kill.
If the kid had a little discipline, it would never have happened.
Exactly.
Those fucking candy bars, man.
It sucks.
It does suck.
You all right?
You just can't, are you in awe of the people?
The story just dropped off. That was it. It was just like, yep, she's dead.
That's it. And she's dead.
She's dead.
How do you do that? How can you give someone a punishment without like even barely considering?
Like, even if you were to think of that, why wouldn't you say after 20 minutes, like, all right, you had enough?
Exactly. Yeah.
Get back
all
in
right.
here and
okay.
wash up.
All right. That's
three
enough.
Hours is a long.
It's
ass
like
time.
I've been running for 90 minutes. Keep going. Like seriously, who do you know who's ever run for more than 25 minutes
in
you
this
know?
Room?
A lot of like probably like a lot of black people from the cops.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But
it's like Forrest Gump shit.
Seriously, like you could probably count on one hand the amount of people you know who can run for even a half hour.
Yeah.
Probably Sean. Sean, you could probably run for a half hour.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Cigarettes.
Rare more than a half hour.
I can still fucking run. Me smoking can run farther and longer than you can. You don't smoke.
It's possible.
Oh!
I don't think it's Matt's ever run.
I did. I ran a mile once.
No. Guy, there's Mortal Kombat. There's Mortal Kombat a mile away. Your car is broken.
I ran a mile in eighth grade.
We had to run a mile in eighth grade in order to pass gym. That's legit. And I ran it in like 7.5 minutes.
Right.
Because he was chasing a hot dog truck.
Oh, wait. You were in eighth grade. Were you in eighth grade before 1988?
No.
Oh, then it must have happened.
It did. It's legit.
Still debatable.
Derek, you ever run a mile, Derek?
Yes, once.
Eighth grade.
Probably.
That's just true. That's
no, I think I just failed gym.
It's just Matt and Derek running together.
No, the gym teacher was adamant about it. He was just like, "You will run a mile. You'll do it."
So help me God.
I think I lost like 30 pounds doing it.
Because it is so simple.
Yeah.
You could probably run the mile right now.
I could.
Straight through?
Nah, Matt, no, because he used to try in my house when I had a treadmill.
Like straight through without stopping?
I can't.
I can't run the entire way through, but I can go a mile without stopping moving. You know,
you could probably do a couple like that.
Maybe.
I picture you looking like
no less than 3 miles per hour, which is like a brisk walk.
Brisk walk.
But you know,
do you look like the kid from Little Giants when you run?
I might. But I could do that. But in terms of running it all the way through, no. All
right, well, that's the next bit.
I could do
we're
about
get
a quarter
treadmill
mile.
Here, and we're going to put the cam on Matt running for a mile.
We should each see how long we can go.
Because you know what? Matt will end up having a seizure, and it'll be our fault.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I think charged with murder.
Best I did was like 16 minutes or something like that.
Wow. Matt, I believe in you.
That's good.
I could I'd probably do like 2 minutes.
2 minutes straight?
Maybe.
I think we should get an over-under for that.
2 minutes of Derek's running like 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, and I just collapse.
It's from running faster than a horse.
Somebody get him a candy bar. Help him.
I say we take a break.
Okay.
Oh, we can take a break?
What?
Yeah, we're going to take
a break.
Run a
commercial.
What happens during this?
What do we do now?
We're going to sit here silently. Now we're going to play some music.
We're going to take a break so we can go on our cell phones.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, sit there, stare at our cell phones.
And regroup.
We're going to play music?
What? Start the show over.
What the fuck is happening?
Reboot.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
I'm scared.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back. A little regrouping.
Much needed.
Fall back.
Milk. I really had to pee.
We got some milk and cupcakes for the boys.
We got some cupcakes with the D cupcakes.
Yeah, some D cupcakes.
Before we get into the next little segue.
Little snippet.
I just want to thank everybody for telling the story about how the kid called me a pussy, because all day I get tweets and Facebook comments calling me a pussy.
Nice.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Nice. But hey, you got a new t-shirt idea out of it.
I did. Like, wait, someone random just messaged me the other day and just says, it's 8,000 periods and says pussy.
Yeah, they sent that to your Facebook. Was that facebook.com/NickyOceans?
I don't know.
Do they tweet you at Nicky Oceans and just say pussy?
I don't know.
Because I think that's hilarious.
That is funny.
I think it's hilarious if people tweet at Nicky Oceans and say pussy.
I guess if they wanted to.
Now, have you been responding with come at me, bro?
A couple of them I did. Yeah. Some people I was like, I don't fucking know you. No response.
These are potential fans of the show.
It's true.
Oh,
you need to work them, man.
I'm glad we could, you know, get some fans of the show by my, you know, hurting feelings.
Work them.
Whatever.
You hurt his feelings.
I did.
Actually, the whole thing was putting you over.
It was.
Yeah, you were the hero in that story.
Well, I was, because I stayed calm, collective, and cool.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
I was
and
so
corrupt.
Sincere. That's what was the segue. That was the bit I was going against, and you just, you're an asshole.
I had to save it.
I was just very calm, sincere, and said, come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro. So, again, this
come
week,
at me, bro.
If you're listening to the show, you're downloading it, please just tweet at Nicky Oceans. And call him a pussy.
That's right.
We have to make sure you're across
N-I-C
the room.
N-I-C.
Go on.
K-E-Y.
There's no E.
No, oh. It's just Y.
Oh.
Yeah. K, hold the E-Y.
K, no E-Y.
O-C-E-A. N-S. You guys said those last two really quick together.
P-U-S-S-Y.
Oh, come at me, bro.
So.
Can't wait for those t-shirts to come
Make sure when they come out, everyone buys a Nicky Oceans t-shirt.
That's right.
So you as well can tell 17-year-olds to come at you, bro.
Yes.
Thanks, Derek.
You're welcome.
Even though the hairline's fucked up.
Yeah, apparently.
Everyone's a critic. I'm looking at you.
Derek made a design for Sean for a Nicky Oceans t-shirt.
I
kind of
see his hairline a little bit like that.
And it looks really good. The first thing Jamie says when she sees your hairline's messed up.
She's like, oh, the hairline's fucked up. Make sure you tell him.
But it's not, though. He's got his little widow's peak that he's got.
Now, I spent upwards of 20 minutes making that. Mm. So
really? Because I'm pretty sure I texted you back and said, awesome. And you said, oh, that was easy.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I said. Well, 20 minutes 20 is
minutes
not a long time to come up with a t-shirt design. Oh,
wait, yeah, you missed the sarcasm.
Yeah, a little bit.
Anyway. Tink-tink. So what do you got on your phone there?
Tink-tink.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't it?
Perfect.
That's pretty cool.
I'd pay like $6 a shirt for that.
I mean, if you had four of that, since you're my friend. I mean, considering I didn't get a shirt from you. That's fine, but no, fuck me, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Douche. Pussy.
Special ed teacher facing sex assault charges.
Hot.
Ooh, sultry.
This is a story from Middletown.
Connecticut.
A city special education teacher allegedly admits to having sex with her male student and sending him naked pictures of herself from her cell phone.
Oh, was she hot? Was she hot?
No.
So what? I'd do it.
So now she's
5'9" 250.
Christine Powell, 39, of 24 Dobson Circle. Look it up. Look it up.
Oh, shit.
Google Maps.
I'm just going to stand outside her house and go,
show me your boobs.
I want to fuck.
You got to be drooling and in a wheelchair. Apparently, that's what she's in.
Oh.
Give me your man.
Maybe she'll say, come at me, bro, but you know, mean it.
Yeah.
Like, come at me, bro.
Like ejaculation.
That's right.
I hear it's a small prayer.
She pleaded not guilty on February 22nd through her attorney. John Maxwell is her attorney, by the way.
Cool.
Love all the details in these stories.
Johnny
she
Max.
Was arrested and charged with second-degree sexual assault on February 10th.
Boo.
And as of Friday, she has not yet posted her $150,000 bond.
I'll post it if she fucks me.
Whoa.
You don't have them on me.
All right.
That's a lot more t-shirts.
Police were assigned to investigate a possible improper relationship between her and a student with whom she had been teaching teaching from eighth grade at Woodrow Wilson Middle School.
Woodrow.
Through 10th grade at Middletown High School.
I think I've wrestled there before.
Yeah, it's in like Edison. Right?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Middletown, Connecticut?
Almost local reference.
Yeah. I think we wrestled there.
Probably.
I want to fuck this special ed teacher.
Unless she's
what she look like?
She's probably brutal.
Is there a picture of her?
I don't there know is if anybody wants to.
She's skinny.
Steve,
that's awesome.
Steve,
she looks like a.
She looks like she probably was hitting
on her face and shit.
The second Swirl crack it. Pipe that guy had in his fucking jacket.
Oh,
the second crack pipe was for
Denny's
her.
GM.
Would you do her, Sean?
Yeah, come on, John. Be
only
honest.
If she said "come at me, bro," but if she said like a special ed kid, where the R in bro came out became a W.
What if you were retarded,
bro?
Come at me, bro, bro,
bro.
Come at me, bro. Nah, seriously, would you fuck her?
Nah,
I would.
Nah. I feel like I would break her.
There's really damn nothing I wouldn't probably bang.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What,
I mean,
that's probably that's what I'm getting down to.
When you got a 3-inch dick, so it's hard to find.
Damn.
Things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Ask Joe if I have a 3-inch dick.
Who's cool?
Joe Mama.
Oh! Yikes. Oh, I guess that's
balls deep.
Did you get that? Anybody else?
Yeah, like you banged his mom.
No.
What?
No. Joe.
I'm pretty sure my mom could fucking kick your ass.
No, she damn could. I love Mama.
She's taking his dick.
Well, she was good. Apparently, she signed passes for the victim
Sean's
and
mom?
Friends to miss class
nice
or be late to class.
She was definitely
wait, so was the kid retarded?
Ahead.
Yeah, was it a retard?
Was it a retard?
A retard.
She was slamming a retard is what you're saying.
I hear retards have huge dicks.
Do they?
It's always someone that's unimportant, doesn't need the huge dick, or a special
what are you getting at here?
That people with huge dicks are wasted talent.
Give us an example.
Like, I'm in prime fucking shape, ready to fucking, you know, stick my penis in something, but, you know, I didn't get the big dick.
No.
Well.
You just got the sweaty balls.
Wait a minute. If you were, quote, the same size as Steve, and Steve is probably selling you as huge.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I.
Because Steve's definition of huge
before
is like.
Before Sean was born, I was huge.
That
shit shrinks when you get fat and old, bro. Yeah. It happens. Mm-hmm. You got to deal with that shit.
Derek's just, yep.
It's true.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens. Use it or lose it. Right?
That's true. I guess. I mean, I don't really have much to lose, but.
Damn.
Then you're in trouble when you're my age, son.
Whatever. You're engaged. You're in good.
It's like 10 years from now.
You get blowies and you get your ass.
Yeah, it's like a written contract. She has to do it.
Really?
I'd be like, I'll fucking divorce you. I'll win.
You're not even married yet.
It's in your nuptials.
Yeah.
Your wedding vows.
I mean,
will you take this man to honor and to blow and stick this in an
to give blowies.
Blowies. The priest is like, to give. Do I really have to say it? Say it, Father.
No, say it.
Blowies.
I'll fucking kill you. He just looks at me and goes, come at me, bro.
Pussy.
Somebody in the back of the church, pussy.
Oh, man.
Yes. Derek's going to be in the back of
my
fucking wedding.
I'm going.
He just opens and creaks the door. But,
pussy.
Pussy.
Oh, no, that's not a bitch. Wait until fucking Sunday.
I'm going to do it when they call into the audience to see if anybody feels these two should not be married.
No, it's fine, but he's a fucking pussy.
Pussy.
And you just rip your tux off and you have your shirt on underneath it. You go, read the shirt, bro.
But knowing Derek, too, he'll turn around like he didn't say it, like looking for who did.
Yep.
Who's him? Who does that? It's
Steve.
One of you two guys that honks the horn. Is it you, Kev?
That's me.
It's hysterical. Kev fucking honks the horn in the car in front of him. Like, as soon as the light turns green. And he just turns around like,
who did that?
Who was that? Like, And Steve just yells out the window, show me your boobs.
You dropped something.
Come in.
What is going on?
Fuck, leave me alone.
You know what? No more Red Bulls for you.
I actually took
my
Red Bull.
You just turned into like a jittery little bitch.
I am. I took my fat burner and I washed it down with the Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
So I'm like perspiring like it's no one's fucking business.
No wonder you piss out your ass on a daily basis.
Why don't you take your shirt off?
Yeah, take your shirt off.
Did you say deli basis?
Bruiser Brody t-shirt?
Deli.
Deli?
I'm hungry.
If you're sweating, you should probably take your shirt off.
You're a deli contestant.
I think I see my fat hang out. Now it's just tan fat now.
You should probably just take your shirt off.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Sean, just take your shirt off.
I don't want to.
Real slow.
Take your shirt off, bro.
Really slow.
Take your top.
Please.
Oh.
Just take that shirt off.
So where were we?
Lady,
I was so close
retards
to taking my shirt off.
That's pretty hot, I mean, I got
to
say.
I wish
so?
This is what happened to me in high school. I wish a teacher would have fucked me.
Yeah.
Because when you were in special ed?
Well, I would have laid out rules afterward.
See, that's the thing. It's like every guy wishes that would happen, but then there's the ones that it doesn't happen to who are so jealous when they find out it happens and they ruin it for everybody.
Well, see, what I would do is I would tell her, I will never say a word unless you fuck me at least once a week for the rest of my life.
Rest of your life.
Because I can ruin her life even 10 years from now.
10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
everything.
Exactly. So
yeah, but with your luck, it would be like the dykey gym teacher that would be like, "Oh God, we'll do it."
There were plenty of those.
Whatever, oh, yeah. Whatever, bro.
Ew.
As long as I'm hitting it.
Her fucking coochie just like tightens right.
Actually, my gym teacher like 10 years ago was black with a lazy eye.
Exactly. So you're
shaved.
Wow.
Remember her?
Yes.
Yikes.
There's still fucker though.
There was one gym teacher in our high school who, when my mother went to high school, was just becoming a gym teacher.
And she was a porn star, right?
No.
Oh.
No, that's somebody else. Hmm? Yeah. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Else.
Do you want to say something or?
She was.
Want to pick up that name you dropped?
Smoking Steve. Hot.
When your mom had her, or when we had her.
When my mom had her for a gym teacher, she was like fresh out of college, unbelievable. By the time we got there, whoo, what happened? 22 years later,
she's getting fucked up by the principal and shit.
Yeah,
and,
literally.
And like retards.
Literally, she married the principal.
Did she?
Yeah.
Good
oh wow.
For her.
I just made that up, and it was
it's a good career move.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just marry this son of a bitch and, you know, wreak all the benefits.
Yeah, she was pretty scary by the time we had her.
Scary.
She just literally, that's the best way to describe her. She was scary looking. So, anyway, hot gym teachers. Pick up the phone.
When I worked in retail, one of my old, that teacher that you'd always want to have sex with came into the store. And you could just see a disappointment on her face. Like, I taught you and you're fucking working
what
here.
Are you doing
oh, do we
here?
All know who this one is?
No, nobody lived by me.
Oh.
Oh.
I was in high school. You guys were.
Oh yes, right.
For
I keep I keep forgetting that you're not from around here.
No, I'm not from around here.
Yeah,
not from these parts. And by the time I was in high school, you guys were collecting Social Security.
We're retired. Yeah,
most of the teachers that taught us were dead by the time you got to high school.
That's true,
right? Awesome. Right, fellow old guys.
Actually,
right?
that pretty much is true.
Can we bring somebody on the show younger than me?
I'll try.
That won't call me a pussy?
I'm only a year older than
Steve's that. Got some kids sleeping upstairs if you want to wake him up.
I think they're going to call me a pussy, though.
We can get Brendan to call him a pussy.
You probably could.
That'd be funny.
I would just drop the F-bomb here all the time, and then one day he just goes, fuck! And I'm like, oh, I can't say it anymore.
So.
I am super jittery. I didn't realize
you
that.
Are.
You
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
you're
giving me a panic attack over here.
You're pulling up your socks like you're freaking on coke.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're seriously.
You don't know about
like
that?
Cokehead.
Cokeheads, they fix their socks and shit all the time.
Really?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I know. I do.
It's a typical habit of cokehead.
I'm way too.
I don't hang out with
cokeheads.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, sorry. We don't play video games with cokeheads.
Exactly.
Then
they gotta be up all night. You know. What if I make it to the next round?
Fatality!
Give me a new spoon.
Can you smoke coke? Do you put on a spoon?
Crack.
No.
Crack.
Really
crack you do that with.
But you don't even put that on a spoon. You put it in a pipe and you smoke it.
Oh, what do you use a spoon for?
Heroin?
Heroin.
Heroin?
I got to get a new drug encyclopedia.
Heroin?
Like a female hero?
Yeah.
Heroin?
Female superhero. That one.
See? I brought you in on that one.
Yeah, guess what? We were doing that joke before you were born.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh, you guys were all doing heroin?
Yeah.
Gross.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a girl. It was either A, a girl with an Adam's apple, or B, you guys were
a girl with an Adam's apple.
The cheese and the dragon.
What you got there? What else you got?
A California plastic surgeon is keeping it in the family by performing multiple cosmetic procedures on his own young daughters.
Mm.
Dr. Michael Nicole, founder of Cosmetic Care Plastic Surgery Center in Newport Beach, California, gave his daughter Brittany, now 23, breast implants when she was 18.
That's awesome.
Big tits. Yummy.
She also had rhinoplasty.
Rhinoplasty.
Yummy.
I fucking need rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm. And breast implants. Tits.
Yeah. He performed surgery on his daughter Charm,
Hooters.
Now also 23, when she was 10 to turn her outie belly button into an innie.
Well, yeah, that's fucking gross. Who wants an outie?
Couldn't wait until she was 18. Just couldn't wait. She was that teased about her outie.
Do you think he just made them feel bad?
I think outies are kind of cute.
Like the car?
No,
outies are nice cars.
Like Cabbage Patch Kids?
Like the
they're adorable.
It's the clitoris of the belly.
Wow.
That's all it is. Just want to...
He's performed surgery on other family members as well and felt comfortable operating on his own daughters.
Felt comfortable.
Both of whom are... Adopted.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
way.
I mean, we want to take you back to our house, but your Audi is no, really fucking
so
gross.
Basically what happens is when he turned her Audi into an innie, he also went innie.
Probably.
Basically, when he raped them, they said, you're going to give us free plastic surgery or we're going to tell.
That's right.
I think it was more like he went and he picked out some kids and he's just like, you know what? I think I can make these kids better.
And I can fuck them.
He picked them out when they were like 17. They're like, oh, they look hot.
Put a sweet set of tits on this one.
All right. Do you think it's like going to the puppy store? It's like,
puppies!
That one's fucking ugly.
I'm going to fix this one up and fuck it.
Like, I could probably fix this one.
It wasn't too weird until I found out they were adopted. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna cut off your belly
button. It would be weirder, I would think.
If they weren't?
Ow. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know.
Well, no, he probably was like, I made these.
He's like, this is my fault. I must fix this.
Yeah.
And fuck him.
Yes.
Why is this guy coming to like a fucking sex fucking predator?
Because that's exactly what happened. That's what we're getting at here.
No.
Yeah, but all he said was he performed plastic surgery.
Once he said they were adopted, he was basically saying that he raped them.
Or he just adopted ugly kids and he just fixed them.
Damn. Like,
what are you saying,
Derek? He fixed them.
What are you getting at?
This guy's a fucking saint. He's adopting abandoned fucking ugly kids.
Boom.
And giving them big tits and fixing their belly buttons.
Nice.
Yeah.
This guy deserves a fucking medal, and you guys want to call him a rapist.
Exactly.
Child molester.
He's a monster.
You people are the monsters.
Yeah.
I agree with Kev.
I need this bitch to marry a doctor one day and do nothing for the rest of her life.
That's right.
Or maybe he's just a shitty surgeon and he's like, I need something to practice.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, yeah. If he
adopt some kids.
She's going to be my Mr. Potato Head.
All right, if he didn't fuck his adoptees, he at least pulled their panties to the side and looked at their vaginas to see if he could give them vaginoplasties.
Wow.
Yeah, no, but it was just for the purpose of medicine, just to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Spirit science.
If her belly button's an Audi or her, you know, labia majora's.
And maybe he wants
Majora? What is
Majora.
That?
Majora. That says my
that's
not
like
ma?
Is that like a butter substitute?
My sock drawer.
Majorin.
He probably opened up their pussy lips to see if their cherries had been broke yet. So they could punish them.
Punish them.
Yeah. Where the fuck does your mind go?
I don't know.
I'm just trying to take it as far as I can.
Wow. This is getting
to little
weird.
Kids' pussy lips. That's where they go.
Damn.
Pretty obvious.
Damn.
Brittany told 2020 she wanted breast augmentation surgery to, quote, build my self-esteem.
Well, you know, typically when a girl gets breast implants, they're borderline suicidal.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't believe it.
Higher chance of suicide in women who get breast implants.
Really? Yep.
I think there are some girls out there who are just, you know, fucking ugly that need the big tits to get
by.
That's
true. There are.
There is literally, I've met at least one girl. That's got these giant hooters.
Big.
Face looks like fucking Bruce Lee kicked her dead in the face 10
Damn.
Times.
Damn.
But.
That'd be weird because he's dead.
Them titties are pretty nice.
Natural?
I think so. She's not that
old. I've actually never seen fake ones in real life.
Really? You've been wrestling for what?
No, he means like uncovered.
Yeah, like in my face.
Oh.
Like I never like got to see fakies.
That's because you're a prude.
Oh. Fakies.
Fakies. Yeah, that's what they're called. Fakies.
It's funny, as I'm looking around, everyone, I was trying to figure it out, and I finally did. Everyone's got glitter on them.
Yes, from the
cupcakes. I look, and Matt's shirt has glitter. Over, and I look, and Steve's, like, mustache, and your birthday has some, like, why is everyone glittering?
Everyone's blowing.
I thought maybe everyone was, like, you know, doing some, like, Twilight sparkling on me.
What?
And I looked down, and I realized the cupcakes have glitter on them.
I'll break delicious. Back.
Is the skin of a killer.
Really? You got shit?
What?
You are fucking gross. There's 10 minutes left of the show.
Can we get him? Can we get a microphone to go with him?
Oh, we got a special guest.
Can the microphone go with him?
Good. His headphones are off. Kev, your microphone wire is really long. So, oh, yep. Get the glitter off. Oh,
Matt, it already looks like you shit. It's all off the backside of your ass right there.
Now there's gonna be glitter all over the toilet.
So you're going to pass me your microphone, and I'm going to hold it against the door as he.
No, Matt, don't make noise.
No.
Bullshit.
They're so long and disgusting, it touches the water before it comes out of his ass.
It just creeps out.
All right, here we go. I don't want to.
Matt, is your shit going to make noise?
Oh, I'm on the move.
It's so gross.
Oh, headphones. Open. Headphones don't go that far.
Shut up, Jamie.
Fuck you.
Put it on. Don't fucking matter.
Just have him crack the door.
Just give him the mic.
He can't hear much. Crack the door. Yeah. Just give it to him.
Matt, open the door. I'm going to take the
Matt,
mic.
Open the door.
He can't hear.
I'm not going to look at your wiener. Don't worry.
What
he
said?
The worst is over.
Oh, man, we heard that.
Matthew.
Anyway.
Sound like you squeezed too hard for that one.
So this girl says, I didn't have large breasts when I was younger. All my friends did. I felt very self-conscious about it.
Why do women get so self-conscious
about
their
breasts?
Did they
get a picture of the breast augmentations?
Well, there's a picture of her.
And her titties?
Well, kind of.
Are they big?
Well, yeah, they're fake.
All right, let's check these some bitches out.
That's her there.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh. Okay, don't look at my basketball shorts.
Sean, just turn your head to the wall real quick and look at the camera. No. You gotta lean forward.
What? What? Forward.
Forward. Keep going.
Forward.
How much forward? Like where you were, all you had to do was look at the camera.
Am I good here?
There you go. Now turn to the camera.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. David Schwimmer.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Though critics say women Brittany and Charm's age have no business undergoing cosmetic surgery, the doctor defends his work on his daughters as, quote, maintenance. I'm not changing their looks in any means. They want maintenance. They don't want to get old. They want to stay young.
But he still looked at their naked, bare breasts.
And they're adopted. I think that's a little weird.
Well, he picked out, you know, good adoptees. Because she is lovely.
Yeah.
Creeper.
Yeah.
She would be fine. I mean, she's got a pretty face, I guess.
I guess.
She's How old is she now?
She's 23 now.
Ooh. Oh.
Same age as Sean.
She got the boobs when she was 18.
Sean, what were you doing when you were 18?
I don't know. Jerking off in the bedroom or something?
Jerking off to fucking Disney porn?
Because when you were 18, she was getting tits. Some fucking B-cup tits.
Big, voluptuous tits.
B for big.
Big for fucking...
Tickle old bitties.
Bolstering. Yo, Matt is fucking... Big man, he is immense.
Out of nowhere, can't believe he's crapping.
I can't believe he couldn't wait 10 minutes.
Really? He's just like,
oh, 20.
You know what it is? He's been struggling for like the past half hour. Probably.
I think so.
Yep.
Like gurgling.
And it just got to the point where he knew it was going to be trouble if he waited a second longer.
He's going
to
join our shit pants stories.
Yeah.
Well, I was doing a radio show. Oh no.
The last time I shit my pants before the story.
10 years ago.
I don't know exactly what the years.
10 years.
I'll cut back.
It's 10 years.
Okay, 10 years ago. I shit myself at the Middletown Diner, where we go after shows once in a while.
Oh, God.
And my friend Craig drove me home, and it leaked through my pants and stained his seat.
Oh.
It's probably still there, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he still has that truck.
It is.
I'm really glad you told that story. Cool story, bro. Do you have time to tell it again, or?
Yeah, I can tell it fucking for one more time.
I'd rather not. I'd rather shove like toothpicks in my dick hole.
Wow. Well, sticking with the cosmetic surgery.
Oh, this is a mad story.
Yeah, mother reveals why she's. This is over in the UK. She's buying her daughter £8,000 of cosmetic surgery vouchers for her 8th birthday.
Great British.
What?
What the fuck?
Yup.
Is she hot?
Who? The 8-year-old? Well, you want to see the mom? There's a picture of the
mom. Ooh, let's see her.
There's her and her daughter.
Whoa! Mom is got some shit going. What the fuck is that?
I don't know what that is.
What is that? That's like fupa. And the daughter, daughter's a little old for me.
That's an interesting looking mom.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Caution. You know why it says caution? She's got fucking herpes.
Oh, I thought you meant the music note. And then the meaty...
What?
Oh, I think Kev's looking at something else.
Oh.
We were looking at the oysters.
My bad.
We were looking at an oyster.
For her 8th birthday, most little girls can expect a new doll or a bike or some clothes or maybe a game console. Not Poppy Burge.
That's her name?
Poppy. Yeah,
Poppy the 8-year-old Burge, or the mom?
The 8-year-old.
Jesus.
When she wakes up on her special day next month, her mom, Sarah, will hand her £8,000 of vouchers.
How much money is that in English?
In English? That is in English.
An American currency.
It's like, what is it, roughly like 1.5 or something? I don't know.
What are you looking at me for?
Really want me to convert?
I fucking know.
Because you start staring at me.
I can barely fucking read.
Just yell down the hall. Matt can tell you before you type it up.
Matt.
I'm pretty sure it's like double.
$8,000 is, how much is it?
£8,000.
£8,000.
$12,700.
Great British pounds. Derek cheated and looked it up.
Yeah, so it's $12,700.
I said it's about double.
$12,000. I want a $12,000 birthday present.
To spend on plastic surgery.
Yeah, I'll take it. Why not?
Rhinoplasty and fake tits.
I mean, the rhinoplasty I'll take. Maybe like suck some belly fat out. Maybe put it in my ass.
Not a fan.
I'm a huge fan
of what?
Big nips.
Ew. Isn't there a surgery they can do where they like snip a ligament on your dick to make it look bigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it sticks straight up though afterwards.
Nice. Wait. What ligament is this? Because I'll have Jamie bite it in half.
It's like that one that holds your, you know, hours. Like where your ball sack is, and there's that like fucking cord.
You gotta go 3 clicks west of the vas deferens.
3 clicks. I love it. Yeah. Well, Jamie, you're gonna be biting some ligaments later. No. I want my dick back when I was 18.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh boy.
Yeah, well, the young woman, one with the virile penis is uncomfortable.
This woman says she is investing in her child's future. She's giving Poppy the freedom.
What up? What'd you bring?
Speaking of E-cup tits.
The freedom to do what she wants.
E-cup tits.
Do what she wants.
I think she's beautiful. I don't think she needs to change. But the reality of life is that people don't think they look as fine as they are.
So is this 8,000 pounds of cosmetic surgery to use now or when she's ready?
I can't imagine that she would be legally able to use it now.
Dude, this is over in Europe, bro. She's like travel to Germany.
No, they'll
and
just fly
it.
Out Dr. whatever his name is from California.
They'll figure out ways. The other girl had fucking her belly button done.
That's what
she might have been better off just taking the pounds, putting them in an account, let them incur interest, and then she could get like way more shit done with it.
Yeah.
Because it would have been at least like.
Go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say like bigger tits.
Oh, yeah.
Just go to the bank when you're 18. Be like, I want to cash in my, savings bonds. Oh, but you can only use them on plastic surgery. Oh. So we can refund them in that.
I want to get in the tits account.
I guess if I was an 8-year-old girl, I would want tits before everyone else.
Can you imagine she just walks in with like E-cup tits? Yeah. To, like third grade?
Yeah.
Hey.
In gym class, we're going to jump rope. Aww.
My back hurts already.
She comes home with bruises all over her face.
Oh,
Matt,
hey, Matt's back.
Matt, the story you missed is there's a woman bought her 8-year-old girl 8,000 fucking pounds of augmentation surgery vouchers.
And we're not talking about the money. It's literally 8,000 pounds of the coupons.
So can you imagine like an 8-year-old girl going to gym class with fucking huge E-cup tits?
E-cup tits? What the fuck is that? That looks like diarrhea out of my ass coming in. It's going to fucking backfire.
It's about $13,000.
We already covered that.
Oh, you did?
Jerk off.
Yeah. $12,700.
Yeah, well, guess what? I converted it in my head. I didn't look it up.
Yeah, no, you
I
heard.
In my head too, cocksucker.
You heard Derek say it.
What's the conversion rate?
1.279.
It was like 12 and a half mil.
I just buy a lot of shit on eBay. 12
and a half mil.
So anyway.
Oh.
The mother herself has had over 100 cosmetic procedures.
Well, they did wonders for her, except did for her fucking...
And she runs her own cosmetic surgery clinic. Aha.
Ooh.
And she regularly holds Botox parties.
Gross.
I want to go to one of those.
Yeah?
Botox parties.
Get your
parties.
Nuts done.
We know somebody.
Nice and shiny. Get the wrinkles out.
I want to fill them back up.
We know somebody who's gotten Botox.
Do we?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
I'll tell you after the show.
I can't wait to hear. It's probably somebody I don't know.
Same person who used to post the stupid things on Facebook and I would like... Even if they were horrible things.
Same person that also got a nose job. And
yeah.
That's rhinoplasty.
Because of a deviated septum.
Oh, yeah, because of deviated septum, sure.
I have one of those, actually. Mm-hmm. Matt, is it true, Kevin brought up, that you can cut a ligament and make a dick longer? Is that true, sir?
Yeah, you can cut the ones that hold it up, and it'll make it hang longer, but it'll make it harder to get erections, but it won't make it actually longer.
Oh, all right. Well, if it's longer, but it's soft, and you can still shove it in.
I'm gonna put a would you rather out there.
Would you rather?
So, would you rather get fucking dick surgery to make your dick huge?
Fucking dick surgery. Would you rather dick work? I'm gonna get fucking this dick so big. All
right. I'm sorry.
Fucking get cockleplasty.
Wait. So hear me out. Would you rather get that? But
it rather get your big fucking juicy cock. I just want to walk around the locker room with my cock swinging side to side.
But it wouldn't get as hard.
That's typically what happens.
Or
if you do that.
Have a average size, hard, cock.
Is this gonna be dangerous?
I think we should ask the girls.
Bad. I'm a showman.
We should ask the girls what they want.
I don't care about performance.
What would you prefer, Jamie? You prefer something? Yeah. Jamie, would you prefer something that looks impressive or actually is impressive?
Obviously, that is impressive.
Oh, that's because Steve's got a tiny dick.
The reason why I was holding the microphone so close to your mouth is because I wouldn't be able to hear you.
And because Matt is so big, he can't get away from you.
Of course. Oh. Hold on. Of course a broad would be like, yeah, I want some. Because they're selfish.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
Completely selfish.
Let me worry about me. I want my dick to look good.
From what I understand, a girl can only feel the first 4 inches of a dick anyway.
That's what they tell you.
Oh, then I only need 2 more inches.
Exactly. You're almost there.
Three.
Your G-spot is 3 inches.
That's what they tell you.
Now I'm 1 inch away.
That's what they tell you to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I don't think that fucking spot exists.
Like, would you rather
it's a
have...
a full-on, hard-on fact.
Get it? Hard-on? Like erections and penises. That's
right.
Like, get it?
Like a...
They are. It's true.
Go on, Steve.
Go on,
Steve.
Hold on.
Hard
so
dick?
Get Justine on here.
Help me out, Steve.
She wants to talk, but she wants me to translate for her.
Steve, I know you, man.
Justine says that the G-spot's located approximately 3 inches deep, so it's a full-on fact.
That actually has happened to me twice.
What's that?
They, someone hit your G-spot 3 inches deep?
Yes. There's a G-spot in a man's asshole.
Ooh.
I don't know. Just making that up.
Well, prostate.
All right, go on, Steve. I want to hear whatever shit
he's saying. No, it was off subject. I was just answering
Kevin. You can translate for Justine. What's she saying?
What is she saying? What do you want? Width is more
exactly. So I'm proud of my keg can.
Great. I'm fucking proud of my Q-tip. Yeah.
Jim prefers length.
Length. There you go, Steve. You got something to strive for.
There you go.
Well, I have girth.
Yeah, who's got girth, huh?
What? What do you think about
that? Girth.
I'd agree. Yeah.
She'd agree. You bring nothing to the table.
I agree about what? What do you bring to the table? Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's got a little pimple dick.
Damn.
But he's got a great personality.
I do.
And he's a sweetheart.
And I'm not a pussy.
Well,
I'd let him shag my daughter.
Sweet.
Damage.
Mostly because she wouldn't feel it.
Oh, man. Not like I'm going to ruin anybody.
This is kind of sad.
So I hear that most women do take phone calls while having sex, so I don't feel as bad.
Really?
Actually, I heard one time when me and Jamie were living in Old Bridge. It was our first apartment together.
OB.
We had a crazy, Justine remembers these people too. These crazy nymphomaniacs lived below us.
Damn.
That used to seriously fuck like 17 times
a day. Did you ever get at them? Did you ever like?
No, but he used to listen.
The one time we did have a
fuck
off. We did have a fuck off one time.
What?
They fucked and we heard it, so we fucked. They heard it and we kept switching off.
Didn't Steve used to like lay on the floor with a cup on the floor and listen?
I used to listen.
There you go. Yeah.
He's sitting there just on his side with a cup on his ear just jacking off.
Yeah. See, literally. Yeah, it was loud enough.
The best part is Jamie was pregnant with our first child, and we only had a full-size bed. Mm-hmm. So towards the later stages of the pregnancy, I slept on the floor, and that's all I heard.
Yeah, I'm sure it was because she was pregnant, and there was not enough room. I'm sure you just wanted to hear it.
I remember you describing it simply as horny. It was horny.
Were they attractive-looking people?
Actually, they were older, but the woman wasn't that bad for her age. I would say late 40s.
Don't talk about the woman. Let's hear how the guy looked.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah, how was the guy?
He sounded disgusting.
The guy was
it was
loud.
So bad. And he had no rhythm.
Oh, she just fucking talks over everybody.
He was loud.
Oh.
Go on.
Moaning.
Damn. Which is gross. But there was one time in particular where she was just getting banged out, and she was just doing typical moaning. But her phone rang
like
and she answered it during sex.
No.
Literally hung up and he started going back to work and she's all of a sudden was screaming like it was the best thing she's ever had.
She's like, let's just
so she, I guess
up.
She felt bad for answering the phone and she just gave him a show.
Perfect. That's all he wants.
So then I had to go take a shower.
I mean, what more do you want than that?
What?
Yeah, I mean, if the G-spot's only 3 inches deep, the rest is just, you know,
that's
ego.
A waste of skin.
Just ego.
I could put that somewhere else.
It's true.
Where?
I don't know, like fix my nose or something?
With skin?
I think you have a great nose, Steve.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, I think you have a great nose compared to bullshit.
Striker.
Oh, I do have
freeze!
Snuffles.
What's up, Derek?
Hi, Derek.
Hey.
How was your
spread
shit?
Spread them.
You guys want some Kool-Aid?
Did you take a picture?
Nobody left the light on because the fan's running.
Yeah.
It stinks everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to want that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's advisable.
Somebody's going to want
to that's fucking Matt's mildew poo.
Fire that shit out like a rocket.
Yeah.
Just furry fucking hair fucking turds.
So I do, I fire it out and I flush at the same time to get that initial
it don't work.
Fudge missile.
Don't work.
Because you towed
so the
shit.
Water grabs and just pulls it right out of your ass.
And you towed the smell into the living room from the bathroom.
Funneling out.
Derek, let's squeeze out a couple more stories before you leave.
What do you got?
A couple more stools.
Well, we got this naked man in Pennsylvania walks into Walmart and steals socks.
Next.
That's all he chose.
So all these naked dudes. Naked dudes stealing. Naked dudes are thieves.
If
you ever see a naked man, just know that he will rob you.
Just assume that
just
he's
put your wallet
him.
In your front pocket and walk away.
Just walk away, bro.
I don't know if this is an actual...
Brian Spiro
a bizarre scene
a
unfolds recently at a Pennsylvania Walmart as a completely naked man walks right through the front door.
The individual can be seen stripping down in the store's parking lot.
Stripping down.
Walks.
Why is the guy's reading this like it's a friggin' like a instructional video?
Yeah,
from the
I was gonna say that. Yeah, it's like he walks right through the front doors. Well, I fucking hope so. Is he coming through the ceiling? Naked?
Maybe he came in the back door.
Completely nude into the store.
Completely.
Police say he then walked over to a customer service counter,
opened the back
picked
panel,
up a pair of socks, and put them on his feet. When the cops arrived, they say the 6'4", 300-pound suspect refused
to comply.
Whoa,
it's the big boss man.
So officers used a taser to subdue the man.
Mr. Hughes.
The 32-year-old suspect was charged with indecent exposure, aggravated assault, and retail theft. And
retard
being
theft.
Held on a $50,000 bond.
That's it.
For
so
MS-
basically, he got out in the parking lot, stripped down, butt naked, walked in there, and just started trying on socks.
Was this Big from Robin Big?
It pretty much looks like him, yeah.
Wow.
And then they tasered him. And
wait, how many
apparently
tasers?
He was...
I just came to get socks.
Wait, that guy is massively big?
Yeah, he's a big dude. And he was
bills.
On drugs.
Did he put the...
You sure it wasn't Steve number one?
Did he put the socks on his dick or his feet?
On his feet.
They
feet.
Clearly said they put the socks
on his,
on
feet.
His feet.
I couldn't hear. I couldn't. I didn't want to listen to what that guy was saying. His voice
on his
was footer. So gay.
The NPR fucking reporter dude.
Yeah, no shit. I don't
know if you heard it. He put the socks on his feet.
Well, thank fucking God.
He walked through the front door.
It's funny. I just caught this out of the corner of my eye. It says 6 foot, 6'4", 300-pound. So it looks like it says 6 foot, 4,300 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
But wait, he was a...
Gino?
Was he a dark fellow?
Yeah.
He is very black.
If there is a black guy that large, undrugged, only thing you can do is taser him. Go right for the source.
I'm surprised they didn't just shoot him in the head.
Yeah. That's it.
He's got a gun.
There are children here, sir.
Put him down like a grizzly.
Oh.
He's like a dying rhino.
Oh. By any chance, after he took the socks, did he scale a building with a woman in his hand?
That's like a silverback.
Just shooting tasers at
that him. Black guy's hanging off the side of Walmart.
Don't tase me, honky.
And once again, he was on drugs, so it's probably just like the guy who went into Denny's.
Where did he hide the crack
pipe?
He
just thought he belonged there.
Yeah.
He did some drugs, and he said, all right, now I'm going to take my clothes off and get some socks.
See, I'm not going to do severe drugs like that. You know, not for fear of my health, but just for walking around naked.
Yeah.
Stealing burgers and socks.
Well, get the surgery so your dick looks bigger and then walk around naked all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Sober.
Just tell every girl that looks at it, it's all show. It's all show.
It actually gets smaller when it's hard.
I can slap it. I can slap the hell out of you with it, but other than that, I got nothing.
My feet's cold.
It gets smaller when it gets hard.
That would suck.
Just like, sorry, like just took a cold shower. It's hanging real low.
Oh, boy.
Mm, and we got another naked guy.
What?
This is like the third naked guy
story. Naked guy Sunday.
Steals fire truck and kills pedestrian.
Oh,
yes.
God.
In South Carolina.
Steals a fire truck.
Hey, it can't get much worse than that because a fire truck's got to be pretty heavy. I mean, come on.
That's like straight up Grand Theft Auto shit right there.
Yeah.
A naked man stole a fire truck at a South Carolina apartment complex and sped away, killing a pedestrian who was walking on a sidewalk.
Did he complete the job for the mafia?
Yeah. The fire engine driver, identified as 26-year-old Calvin Hunt, drove about 2 miles Friday.
His initials are K. Hunt.
It's a fucking C, but that's okay.
It could be a K.
Is he black?
What is it, Derek?
I don't know. That I'm.
You just said his name.
Is it a C or a K?
Calvin Hunt.
Yes, I can pronounce it.
It is a K.
Really?
Yes.
No fucking way. Well, good thing he doesn't put his first initial on his last name.
I don't get it.
K. Hunt.
He careened off the road and crashed into some trees.
There's a...
But so he's not familiar with driving a fire truck, you're saying?
Most people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was he on?
PCP.
There's a guy in the MK community who goes by the name K. Hunter.
Yeah.
Like Hunter? Cock Hunter?
K. Hunter.
Your spelling is
you,
the
you
shit.
Said K. Hunt. So that made me think of K. Hunter.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Make so you think of triple cheeseburgers. So what was he on?
Too many.
Let's see what he even says.
Acid. Ecstasy.
He was just going for a joyride.
So naked, takes a fire truck.
Doesn't even say.
Runs over a guy.
Kills a guy.
Kills a guy.
Steals.
Plows into 6 or 7 other vehicles.
Hits a tree.
hits a tree.
Piece of shit.
He's pinned.
Who is he? The Terminator?
He's pinned inside the fire truck, and he was freed by rescue workers.
How do you explain
And then
that?
Started assaulting two police officers.
And then?
You're the rescue worker that's got to pull him out of there. You pull that door open, and you see him laying there butt naked.
Do you pull him out by his dick?
Pull him out right by the fucking wiener.
Is that where you were going?
Well, no, I was going to say, how do you safely remove him without hurting his neck in case he was in it? But, you know. If you want to go with the dick,
how do you explain that to the family if you're the cop that has to tell them, well, some guy stole a fire truck, hopped the curb, ran your son over? Sorry. Our bad.
See, there was a 911 call and it was an emergency.
Help! Some guy just got run over by a fire truck on a sidewalk. Ah, fucking prankers.
That's pretty serious. So I just saw two fire trucks go down my grandmother's block today.
Hope she's not walking down the
Was there a
sidewalk.
Naked guy driving it?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
No, actually, there wasn't. But it just makes you think about that. Like, getting hit by a fire truck is probably worse than getting hit by a bus.
I would say so.
It's pretty serious.
I think either one way or the other, that's going to be bad news.
It's just bad for business.
I think I'd hit your grandmother with a bus or a fire truck.
Just plain bad for business.
How old is grandma?
My grandma?
Yeah.
71.
Huh. You think she's been gangbanged by a house of firefighters before?
Ew! Like sex.
Let me think.
No.
Has Matt been gangbanged by a house of firefighters before?
Once or twice.
Nice.
Or twice. Not sure. Could have been the same time.
Could have been three for all I know.
It's kind of foggy memory. But
anytime grandma hears a bell, she goes to slide down a pole.
That's got to suck being the guy just watching a fucking fire truck hop the curb just coming to kill you.
Like, whoa.
Shit.
living, live, dead.
I'm alive, dead.
Which way do I juke?
What do you think the last thought was? What the fuck?
It's like a naked.
I can actually tell you the last thing that went through his mind.
His asshole.
Oh,
yes.
Whoa.
Get hit by a truck.
You don't get it, Sean?
No. But if you guys want to, like...
I was going to say a headlight.
You were two peas
grill.
In a fucking pod there. Why don't you just fuck each other?
Docking.
Dock. What's
That's
up, docking?
That's Shapiro's favorite sport, by the way.
He's a Jew.
Yeah. What's up, docking?
Oh. That's so fucking stupid.
It was. I love
sure,
it.
Sure, you got that.
Shut up, douche.
That's a show title right there.
What's up,
What's
Doc?
Up, Doc?
What's up, Docking?
We got it. There was a couple of the good ones we had there. Right?
Oh,
stories.
Before we go, next Wednesday I have my physical to find out if
thank goodness.
Check out my fucking testicle. Am I? What do you have? Celiac disease?
I have colitis. I think you have celiac.
I'll have celiac and a fucking damaged testicle.
Yeah. Your burrito balls.
Do you know my doctor's name?
Flying jalapeno.
Last name?
Santana?
Jaeger.
Oh, Jaeger?
Jaeger.
Does he have the...
So when he drops me bad news, drops Jaeger me a Jaeger bomb.
About to drop a Jaeger bomb on you.
He's the meister of bad news.
Until I go there, he's like, oh, it's Jaeger. Oh, you dick.
Jaeger? Like the fucking hockey player?
I'm Mr. Jaeger, not Jaegermeister.
Jaromir Jaegermeister?
It's my first time to the doctor in like 10 years.
Yeah, since
10 years, huh?
Since you got your nuts kicked by Tito.
Yeah, well, I haven't been a doctor since like 2007. So we'll see what happens.
That's like 10 years.
If you don't see me next Sunday, dead.
Yep. What else we got? Come on, give me one more.
Yeah, we'll do one more before we leave.
One more good one.
A woman planned to hire a hitman to kill someone wearing fur.
Brett? For those of you who can't see that, Derek just turned his head and looked back like Brett did in that promo in 1994.
I hate that.
Oh, God. 1994 counts.
It does. Yeah.
But it's wrestling, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was
always
1984
alive. It counted.
Yep.
Too.
All wrestling was alive before me.
Brett! Horrible.
Come up for you, Nicole.
Then he comes and gives him the glasses, right?
Yeah.
He gives him the
sunglasses. He thought he was going to kick the shit out of him.
Yeah, he's going to beat up a like, 7-year-old kid. Yeah.
Can you imagine if Bret Hart is walking fiercely at you?
Could you imagine
him wobbling now because he's like dead?
Could you imagine being like 7 years old and just hanging out in the gorilla position with your father and Bret Hart's walking to the ring? That's not going to happen.
No.
Ever.
Am I getting too old? Does nobody get that that was all about the Mean Joe Green commercial?
Yeah.
That's what it was, but WWF version.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Just like
the Coke commercial, Mean Joe Green. He's just walking back to the locker room. Yep. He throws the kid his jersey.
Thanks, Mean Joe.
Yeah. But I'm like saying literally. I'm speaking literally here.
We were just having fun. Way to be a party pooper.
You guys didn't get it. You didn't get it.
Speaking
does
of
nobody know where this is from?
Yeah, sorry.
Speaking
too cool
of
for the room, guys. Sorry.
Speaking of wrestling and soda, I was watching wrestling last night or the night before. Does CM Punk have a big Pepsi logo on his arm?
Yeah.
The Pepsi Plunge was his finish back in the day.
Why?
I don't
like Pepsi.
Pepsi New Generation. It was a whole play on like a next generation kind of thing.
Yep.
If you want a serious, unfunny answer,
I really wanted to know. I'm like, is that a Pepsi logo? And
but
I kept looking.
I guess you missed the big Cobra symbol on the other arm.
I saw that one. I knew what that was.
Yeah. That gets Matt off every time.
It does. I love it. Oh my God, I love it.
I'm gonna throw it out there. I actually watched my dad DVR'd Brian Danielson and CM Punk match. It was actually pretty.
That's what
good.
I was watching.
I'm actually surprised that WWE doesn't make you pay for that match.
I know.
I'm not.
But the thing is, the ratings for that match were probably through the floor.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I don't know. There seemed to be a pretty big buzz about it.
You're a pretty big buzz.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to look at it in terms of.
No, no. You have to look at it like this. More people probably watch that willingly than Shock versus Michael Reigns.
I would have to agree with that. I would definitely have to agree with that. But
fit the scale.
All that buzz is like every dude who wanted to see that match is talking about it. It's not just like 1% of all the people who wanted to see it. It's probably like 75. So when you think about it, the number of people who really wanted to see that match, microscopic.
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 With a microscope.
Yeah. No, it's sad, though, because it's
it is.
It genuinely is entertaining.
There were the number of people that wanted to see it.
I watched it,
really
and that was
small.
The first time I saw either one of those people.
Really tiny people wanted to see it.
What the fuck do you do?
I just like Daniel Bryan because wrestling? We have the exact same birthday.
Oh.
May 22nd, 1981, which doesn't. Well, technically, it can't count because we're both wrestling related. So.
Well, he was born.
And you guys are both pale as shit.
Oh, but I wasn't. I wasn't
you
born.
You weren't alive.
I wasn't born in 1981.
You were like,
and you're both in great physical shape.
Yes.
That's true.
He's got muscles and you're around.
A little trivia. Who knows what the CM and CM Punk stands for?
Oh, I know. Many. I know. Fucking tag team.
Cockmaster.
No. Chick magnets.
Yes.
Chick magnet.
Tag team.
Or
Cookie Sean's
Monster.
Up. He shoots.
Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
More like Cookie Monster.
Chipmunk.
Nice. Unknown fact here. Cookie Monster's real name was Sid.
Sid. Like Psycho Sid?
Yeah.
Cedric Uni?
S.I.D. That's Cookie Monster's real name.
Master Rule of the World.
Did you see that CM Punk shoot video on Chris Brown?
No. Like I said, that was the first time I've ever seen him in my life.
Well, he was wearing like a hoodie, so you wouldn't have seen his tattoos, but.
No.
I don't think you would like either of them.
Yeah, Chris Brown or CM Punk.
They were good.
Oh, yeah.
Good wrestlers.
Because one's black.
But neither one of them have like gimmicks.
Yeah.
They're like anti-gimmicks.
I only like gimmicky wrestlers.
I'm saying that you've actually said that on the show before, that you only like gimmicks.
Brooklyn
like
Brawler.
A good gimmick.
I know you do.
Coco Beware.
That's the heart of it, you know? Mm-hmm.
He had a bird. I don't know if you remember that.
That's what I'm saying. You would probably love friggin' Brodus Clay now.
Yeah.
Brodus Clay. Because
he's the Funkasaurus, but he's already been pulled from television.
Nice.
Because his ring work sucks.
That was quick.
Seriously, when you're that big, you don't have to be good in the ring. I mean, friggin'
Andre the Giant.
Seriously, look at Andre. He blew when he...
Gorilla Monsoon.
By the time he got to, like, national television,
I mean,
horrendous.
Look at Mantar. Joe still books Matt.
Mantar.
That's true.
Nah,
got him again.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, just like he does in North Jersey.
BFC
oh,
Luka.
Wait. No, he doesn't. Oh, shit. Wow. Oh, shit.
Well, apparently the video, if you want to look it up, I don't know if you want to see it, but he shot on Chris Brown wanting to fight him.
It's actually it's a
pretty
good video.
Work.
If you want to pull it up and...
It's a work.
No, I think it's a work.
It's all a work. Hollywood's
a Chris
fucking
Brown,
work.
Chris Brown,
the guy that punched
the guy
his girlfriend
punched
in
the
face and got back together. Yeah, he came out and said that CM Punk takes steroids.
Really?
Yeah.
Insinuated that CM Punk doesn't have a functioning penis because he uses steroids, which, hey, I guess joke's on Chris Brown. CM Punk is known straight edge. Like, that's... If he had a gimmick, his gimmick is he's straight edge.
Even I knew that.
Yeah.
If
Derek knew it, everyone has to know it.
To which CM Punk responded by making a video saying that Chris Brown isn't a man for striking a woman and that he would take him on anytime he wanted and donate all the proceeds to a battered women's shelter.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it. That's funny.
It's kind of fantastic.
Yeah.
Battered women. Is that what you do before you fry them?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Then you eat their pussy first.
And there's Steve for the kill.
So anyway, a Cleveland Heights woman has been charged with plotting to kill an unspecified person wearing fur outside of a library, according to information released by the FBI today. Meredith Lowell, 27, who looks like a crazy-ass ginger. Like she has like red eyes.
Love them crazy-ass gingers.
Crazy woman is accused of posting a message on Facebook announcing that she was looking for someone, quote, willing to kill someone who was wearing fur.
Wow.
According to an affidavit released by the FBI, the original post stated she'd pay someone $830 to $850.
What?
I guess she was planning on getting another $20, maybe.
Maybe.
As a result of the post, the FBI began to investigate. Undercover agents sent messages to her, first on Facebook, then via email. The woman asked the agents to kill anyone wearing fur and described how she wanted the job done.
Does she realize that's illegal?
Yes.
Okay.
The amount of money I will pay you will be $730.
$730.
Yeah, so now it's going down. You need to bring a gun that has a silencer on it.
So she had to go food shopping this week.
Got some bills to pay. Sorry. They had to bring a gun with a silencer on it and that can be easily concealed in your pants or pocket or coat. Do not wear anything that looks even that even remotely looks like fur.
Hmm.
You don't want to risk the possibility of getting caught with a gun before the job. Bring a sharp knife that is at least 4 inches long.
Mm. I got one of those.
I want the
you
person
only need 3 inches at a G-spot.
That's
it's
right.
It.
I want the person to be dead in less than 2 minutes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
She posted this all on Facebook?
She knows exactly how she wants
it. I guess
it,
during the conversations with the FBI.
Oh, I thought she like
the
posted
full-blooded
it.
Italians?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I am paying you to kill one person wearing fur who is 12 or older.
What?
But hopefully at least 14 years old. However, 12 or older is fine. Hopefully.
This is really fucked up.
She also stated she planned on getting caught. And after the murder was complete, according to the FBI, mentioned her devotion to animal rights several times.
Does she realize?
So she wanted to be a martyr without doing the work.
This bitch is fucking crazy.
The amount of money she would pay and the date she wanted to hit changed several times. She was charged with solicitation to commit murder and appeared today in U.S. District Court.
She was charged with being an inconsistent bitch.
Yeah.
All right,
I mean,
bitch.
Fuck, if you want it done the right way, then, you know,
you're
don't
just
change
crazy.
The totals.
Listen, whore, we set a price. I'm killing a 14-year-old in fur, and you better pay me $800.
I can see if the amount went up every single time, but
yeah,
be understandable.
I got a Snickers and a Snapple bottle.
And a snickerdoodle.
Oh, thanks for killing it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow, again.
So basically, this, she wanted to get caught. Animal rights activists, crazy people.
So she just wanted to really expose this whole thing and blow it up, and she thought maybe this would create something viral, and then everyone would stop wearing fur.
And everyone would want to kill people for snickerdoodle.
Pretty snicker-doodles. Much.
Oh, you killed it, bro.
Fuck you.
Snickerpoodles.
Look at me, I'm across the room. Steve.
Pussy. Give us one more, Derek. Come on, one more.
One more.
Yeah, one more.
Come on, we gotta hit one home. Come on.
This one's going
Matt wants to talk about breasts.
Do we got more about breasts?
Boobies!
I don't think so.
And okay, I want a story about breast and naked man.
We have the werewolf girl.
Werewolf. Ooh, how?
And this is a video.
And now the story of an upbeat young girl with one of the rarest of conditions, Ambrus syndrome, which is characterized by excess hair on the face and other parts of the body. NBC's Ian Williams is here with more on this story. Ian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. Well, good there's morning. Only been 50 cases of this since the Middle Ages. Incredible,
wow.
Really. But I met one young girl who has the condition, but also has a remarkable determination to lead a normal life.
Shave that shit.
At first sight, this could be any Bangkok neighborhood. But this is where Nat lives, a special child whose spirit and determination have been an inspiration to her community. 11-year-old Supatra Sasupan, nicknamed Nat, has Ambras syndrome, meaning
she has like dew curls on her face.
Like how long and thick is the hair?
It's like, picture from her eyes, there is like hair hanging.
Did they say how old she is?
11.
So she's just like a year off from constituting being a person with fur that could be executed, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, she's wearing fur.
Like crazy pita lady?
On her face.
So. I was going more with a teen wolf kind of thing.
What's her name?
I don't know.
That sucks.
It's that excessive.
This is horrendous.
Just hair covering her face and parts of her body.
This bitch has never
it's
get
a
laid.
Genetic condition so rare that only 50 cases have been documented since
Jacob.
The Middle Ages. She was
That's
born
crazy.
With the condition and as a baby needed two
She's
operations
a huge Twilight
just
fan.
To be able to breathe normally.
Oh wow, so all it's her pores are like covered up.
Yeah. Oh, it's
I
on her fucking
think
nose.
About it. The Guinness Book
it
of Records recently
too.
Named her
Dude,
the world's
this guy sitting here is just
girl.
Thinking, I want to stroke her
she
face.
Says she's proud
just pet her.
I really do want to pet her.
Right? I want to comb her. I just want to brush
can
her face.
Turn the
she already has like
or?
Gray.
Why is she wearing a fucking collar? What are those things? What's a fucking heartworm?
Oh, heartworm.
Wow.
Heartworm.
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 I just want to brush her face and pick her for like fucking lice.
Is the hair like groomed and shit or is it
No, it's just kind of hanging. It's a little... I don't know.
It's pretty gross.
Scraggly. Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
That was like
I'm going to see if I can...
Kind of hideous. Hideous.
Oh, God. This is. Watch the T.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Nightmares.
Watch the T.
Nightmares. Oh, my God.
Just tip the screen down.
Oh, man. That's like right out of
she's
freaking
self-confident.
Can
she
we full screen it?
Plays hard.
Go full screen that shit.
Samrung told me. We want people to understand she's a normal little girl.
Young Nat seems
no,
to be
not.
Able to cope with all the attention, but it hasn't always been that
what a
easy.
Shitty accent.
One of her biggest challenges came when she first attended school.
Oh!
Holy shit.
I thought they were all laughing at her.
I thought so too.
This guy's voice sounds, it might be the guy, this guy's voice sounds like a synthesized voice that you can use to make videos with. You just type it in and it reads it in this guy's voice.
She proved that she was just like anybody else, says her class.
She's not like that girl that doesn't have hair they're showing right now.
Well, basically, the whole...
She doesn't have to worry about putting fucking sunblock on.
No.
Do you think her best friend is a, what are those?
A vampire?
Cancer patients?
Oh. Wow!
What are those? Cancer patients?
I don't know if it was cancer or AIDS. Probably the same.
Locks of Love would love
Jesus.
This girl.
She looks like a character out of, like, Star Wars. She
Matt,
does.
You wish you had this hot ass.
She looks like a Wookiee.
She does.
Oh, it's parent-teacher conferences? Here comes Chewbacca.
What is she? She's, Thai?
Think so.
You know, it'd be fantastic if they end this interview with her howling at the moon.
It's just her with a varsity jacket on, slam dunking.
This is exactly
oh shit.
This is exactly what this little
and
girl
guy
doesn't
and
want.
And the guy whipping his dick around in the crowd.
Wow.
Just picture her bathrooms filled with buckets of shampoo.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, imagine the shower floor after she gets out. Just like, oh, it's like a carpet in here.
I just picture the guy saying, remember, she is a normal girl. And then you hear her going, oh!
But yeah, the whole thing is that she's proud of being special.
Really?
Do you think
she is? No, she's not.
There's a fucking line.
And special she is.
So is she Team Jacob?
Team Jake?
Can she get adopted by Tit Dad?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Find some way to fix her.
You got to get these two together. Get some laser hair removal. Give her some E-cup
tiets.
Derek, are you looking at her picture just saying, what a lucky bitch?
Yeah.
Does she have, like, fucking six nipples, too?
They're not nipples, they're teats.
Six
teats.
E-cup teats.
Six little teats.
E-cup teats.
Oh, my God.
Do you think she braids her face?
She could.
Does she drink? Really
could. Shoulders, belly, ass, everything.
She drinks milk from a warm bowl.
A saucer?
Yes, I was like...
Well, last year, Guinness Book of World Records named her the world's hairiest teenager.
Damn. Yeah, that's something you want to be proud about.
She also has the record for the child who has chased most squirrels up a tree.
If she would have lost that, I would have been shocked.
Only child who can balance on the fence at night.
Yeah, I'd be fucked up if she was like number two.
Yeah. They did the story on her, but there's somebody worse.
She says, being hairy makes me special. This is the happiest day of my life.
Wow.
This is the happiest day of my life because now everyone would know that I am.
Then she's going to grow up and get Parkinson's.
Oh.
Ew, imagine like when she gets
or
older.
Parkinson's.
Like another year or two.
Parkinson's.
Imagine when she's like 18, she's just like hairy as shit, but her pubes are fucking shaved.
Just
wow.
Gone. She just gets full bikini wax. No, at least leave
any,
the rest, please.
I don't see any hair on her chest, though.
What
any,
okay.
Stop
I mean, she's wearing.
She hasn't hit like puberty yet, t-shirt. Man.
That's
wait.
She's
well, they
just,
said wait. Not everything.
She's just
right?
In a swollen nipple stage.
Ew. Unbelievable.
It would probably be total
bee
chaos.
Horrible.
be total chaos if she ever takes a facial.
Oh, oh no.
She's going to comb it out first.
I'm picking this shit out for a week. Imagine she blows a bubble gum bubble and just...
Oh, God.
Ah, oh, this stank bubble gum.
I want to feel normal, but I can't chew gum.
Anybody want some bazooka? No, thank you. Stay away from that shit. Big problems. Bad news.
And I can't do things like go on roller coasters.
Oh, God. She rides in the car with her mom, just her head out the window. Just looking in the air.
My mom refuses to braid my hair because there's so much.
She's the only kid at, what, like, Rite Aid buying a razor?
Oh. That's slash and burn right there. They got to fucking throw matches in that.
Poor girl. Oh. That's got to be rough.
She's never going to smoke.
No, my God. She vacations in the Caribbean. They're just like, fuck that. I'm not braiding that shit.
Oh, man, I got my towel wet. Use my face.
Do you think when she gets out of the pool, she just shakes like a dog?
Oh. Beware of dog on her fucking door.
I got nothing.
You blow dry her after the shower. She's just poofy.
Meanwhile, she looks at him. She's like, more like, beware of God. Jesus.
I wonder what the static electricity looks like when she comes down a slide.
Oh, no.
Rub a balloon on her face.
Oh, shit.
They use, like, the shed to be gone on her. There's just hair everywhere. Oh, let's get a suede couch. No, we fucking can't with our living here.
Everything's in plastic in the house.
It's like an Italian house. Sorry.
My uncle actually has his couches are covered in plastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sit down, just
What about your cousin Vinny?
No, but everyone in the house smokes, so everything just, it's gross.
Yeah.
I'm a smoker and it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are gross.
Just want to let all smokers know that. It's pretty nasty.
You're gross for smoking, Sean.
Fuck you.
I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. I don't care. Who the fuck
are you? Sorry to interrupt this conversation, but I got to go brush that girl before her fur mats.
Damn.
Matted fur.
She must have to comb it and stuff.
Oh, do you think when she poos, she gets like shit stuck in her fur like dogs do?
Oh, my God.
She's got to like brush it out. Ugh.
She's just got dingleberries going all down her legs.
Ew. Ew. And they're not normal dingleberries. They're huge.
Jesus. Oh, man.
Just get her some of that mustache wax. She can just go nuts. All over the place.
She gets into like a punk phase. She just
gels
her hair up.
She dyes it and stuff.
She dyes the whole thing pink.
Her whole face is all spiking out.
Your beard is weird.
Expressing myself.
Nobody knows what it is. Every little boy is like, wow, she hit puberty early. Puberty hit her like a fucking baseball bat.
Jesus.
So weird.
It's just sad.
She's in Bangkok, Thailand.
Her parents can't come over because they're allergic to dogs. Just sneezing all over the place.
It's probably just awkward when the parents are at the dinner table and they have to keep shooing her away from them.
No!
Old dander face.
Down.
Do you remember when the kids used to do the Bangkok joke?
Yes.
Yeah, and they punch you in the ballsack?
But a lot of kids wouldn't, they would say the wrong country. They would say, like, what's capital of Vietnam, you know?
Yeah.
Bangkok. No, you
no,
idiot. It's not Vietnam.
I don't care. I just hit you in the nuts anyway.
My balls hurt and you're
exactly,
stupid.
Exactly.
I have never heard anyone say anything other than Thailand.
Really? Because I used to hear it all the time. Ow. No, I hurt my shoulder.
As he shifts to look at me, he blows out his shoulder.
He just tore his rotator cuff trying to get up.
I think I did. I think I tore my rotator in my match with Cannonball.
Oh, okay.
I think I tore my rotator taking my boots off.
Wow.
My true comeback story. For what's the capital of Thailand is I'm going to punch you in the face if you come near me.
I didn't ever got that. I got the dick four one.
Dick four. What's a dick four?
Is there a dick four on my shoulder? No. What's a dick four? Mm-hmm. And I got bagged. And then I told on him he got suspended.
Ooh. I've never heard that.
You never had the dick four one?
No, I've never heard that one before. It's probably a Stone Age.
I heard,
it's like the Hertz donut.
I heard ass four.
What's an ass for?
Pooing.
Pooing.
You think that chick is just shaved around the butthole and shaved around her vagina just so she doesn't get anything stuck?
You're going back. What?
I can't get over this fucking
enough
chick.
About the hairy broad.
No way. I'm stuck
enough
on it.
Enough about the broad.
I can't wait to go home and be like, hey, roommates, a.k.a. mom and dad, listen about this chick. She's covered in hair.
Do you think she looks like Ren the dog when she's all shaved?
You know, they make fetish magazines with chicks shaving. Like she might have a great career.
She's gonna be a millionaire.
Maybe.
Living in Bangkok, Thailand.
Whole videos and everything.
She's going to be fucking China in the ring one day.
Oh, no.
Hey, which, by the way, did you see those pictures I sent you of China?
Yeah, I would fuck China.
I know you would.
Okay,
gross.
I just want to get that.
Gross, 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 gross.
We got to figure out if that's coming out.
Well, it's coming out all right.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would keep it in.
Well, the Hogan is ridiculous.
Hogan's ridiculous. Flair's, they have the Iron Sheik.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's a porn
with Hulk Hogan, Iron Sheik,
dressed as these wrestlers, and they're doing a Royal Rumble on her.
But they're ultra skinny and like China 50 now. Years old, like all just complete opposites of what they look like.
Charlotte,
now.
North Carolina.
But they got like she's got like Hogan in one of the pictures. You got Hogan in like an arm bar, mm-hmm. and I guess she's getting ready to take dick in her mouth.
So these are basically like when WWF was doing the Huckster and the
yes.
Nacho
it's,
Man.
That's yeah. what
that's
like.
What
it's
it
a
is.
Royal Rumble parody.
It's horrendous.
Like every 2 minutes, a new guy comes out.
That's
and just lays
really
the
that's
pipe.
What it is.
Yeah,
horrendous.
No, it's awesome.
So Kev came up with.
I
want to
get booked for that. I'm gonna put my email out there.
We should stream it live and do like color commentary on.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, as long as I have to watch it.
And if you guys don't mind, I'm gonna probably jerk off.
All right.
Well, that goes without saying.
Oh, okay, good.
If you don't mind, I might watch you jerk off.
Oh, well, I'm perfectly comfortable with that.
Well, I don't think we'll be able to tell the difference between you jerking off and someone playing the world's smallest violin.
Wow. Is that on camera?
I'm glad you moved the small violin to your crotch just so we knew exactly what you meant.
Oh, Jesus. All right, we're in overtime here. We got to get going.
We are way over time. You can cut out the first half hour of the other show. Or the other part.
By the way, I know that there's some fans of Ron and Fez out there. I don't know if anybody heard. Fez Watley came out of the closet.
What?
Officially, out of the closet. Fez Watley is gay.
Didn't even know he was in the closet.
Pistol Fez Watley?
Not Fez Watley.
Oh.
And just real quick, a couple plugs real quick.
Congrats, Fezzy.
Please just check out DisruptiveRadio.com, please. A few of my peeps are running a show there. Dumb Potomatic. And you got Night Spots Radio on Podomatic also. Listen to the Dick Guys on RidiculousRadio.com, please.
Recoculous Radio.
That's what we should have done.
Recoculous?
Yeah. Recoculous.
I came up with that.
At Pussy Oceans. I mean, at
Pussy
Oceans.
Oh, man. What a douche.
Come at me, bro.
At The Rude Rogers.
Did you promote Clutch and Wiggle?
I usually do that up to you.
Why?
Because you make it
flow you're the
better.
One wearing the freaking shirt.
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Come at me,
so
bro.
So nervous.
Say it.
Check out Clutch and Wiggle at Clutching.
CWERadio.com.
That's it.
Yes.
Yep. I didn't know it.
They are nice enough to host us the chat and the live.
They're to bomb.
And the actual website of the other thing was DisruptiveRadio.Podomatic.com.
Oh, good. Yes. Glad you clarified that.
And
get your fucking plug straight.
Podomatic.com. I just wanted to say it twice.
Get a notebook.
And of course, you can go to aristocratsradio.com and get all your information. You can donate to the show. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Donate. Yeah. I need t-shirts. Donate. Like
and we are going to be making these t-shirts up for St. Patrick's Day.
No, fuck those. Nicky Ocean's t-shirts.
If anybody wants to come out with us for St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be going out doing some drinking and giving t-shirts out to belligerent drunk people.
Two things I love to do.
Right back?
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, guys.
We need some chicks with some tits to walk around
big
with us, please.
Tits.
Yeah. We're going to show up. They're going to, give some turd. Oh, fuck it. Goodbye.